This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man.
Oh my gosh. Radio, so much Clayton going on. McKee. God, I'm talking over the announcer even for crying out loud. Hi, everybody. This is the show.
You're very excited to get here.
Well, there was a lot going on, and I didn't know how to. There's so many buttons I had to push and all this. And I, as you'll notice, if you're watching us live, the show, the studio.
The entire bottom half of the screen half is vacant.
We're half full tonight. We're half full.
The cast is at half staff.
But being optimistic, we're not half empty. We're half full. But actually,
I don't know. I feel like my beer's half empty.
We're three quarters full because we're going to go live. The reason Al Perkins isn't here tonight, it's a very good reason.
Yeah. A
very noble reason. I believe he's on the phone with us. Al, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, Al Perkins, for those of you that don't know, Al is in a voting line. He's he's been there. How long now, Al?
We just hit 2 hours.
2 hours. Okay. And how far do you think you have to go before you're done?
I think I can see the end. There's probably still a good 150 people in front of me.
Okay. We're showing some.
You got to realize we're only voting for one fucking thing. Right. You have to go one line from left to right.
Right. Right. I'm showing some pictures that you sent me earlier of the lines outside of where you are. And it was like a quarter of a mile, you were saying, from where you started to where you are now?
Probably, and then another quarter mile to where I park.
Got it.
It's crazy, Mister. But I guess the big thing is that nobody in Arizona knew that the primaries were closed, that they had changed the primaries. So I guess all day long, independents have been showing up for protest votes and wanting provisional ballots and stuff that don't count.
Okay.
If not, give them a ballot.
Right.
But.
So yeah. How has it been out there? Have you seen any, like you said, their protest ballots or protest votes? Have you seen anything that was a little uncomfortable out there and standing in line, or no?
No, not at all. It was kind of funny. People came around selling bottles of water for $1, and then Bernie people came around and gave it out for free.
The irony.
It's pretty spot on. It's not really ironic.
Now, you did say earlier, and I felt bad, you said there was an elderly gentleman who'd been waiting a couple of hours, and he wouldn't take water because he knew that that would mean immediately a bathroom would be needed.
Yeah, and he left him at 5 to 7, just said he bet was enough.
Oh, okay.
But he felt bad about it, but he couldn't wait any longer. And yet the guy in front of me, left too a little while ago.
Gotcha.
But now the line is actually, we've actually moved. This is the first time we've actually had noticeable, moving.
Okay. Again, for those of you that don't know what Al meant by a closed primary, independents aren't permitted to vote in this. That changed in Arizona. It used to be you could be an independent, whatever you wanted to be.
Well, and there's specific things. This is a presidential preference primary. This is not the Arizona primary. The Arizona primary is going to happen in August, and we can all vote in that on a number of primary issues. This is only for presidential shenanigans.
Okay.
And this is only to state your preference for your party's candidate. So if you're a member of the Democratic Party and all you have to do to be a Democrat is to register as a Democrat,
right,
then you get to have a say. But if you choose not to register as a Democrat, then they don't want your opinion.
We don't want the non-committal people.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. And I actually did not vote because I did not change my registration from independent to...
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been registered an independent for years and years and chose to not change.
Okay.
Just for this one...
Now, Al, just before we went to airtime, MSNBC is calling both the GOP and Democratic too close to call in Arizona right now.
Yeah, which is kind of surprising because they really, from what I heard earlier, it's a lot of people behind me gave up.
Unfortunately, they shouldn't have, but hey.
Oh, yeah. No. For some reason, there's just a break in the line. Oh, with a stroller.
Oh, the little people.
With a stroller holding up the whole thing.
Fucking breeders.
Bringing those kids everywhere.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. Like I said, Bernie Sanders sends me, they all do, but you get four emails a day. I don't read every one of them, but they should have made that a little more clear that the rules changed here.
Right. I want to say, Would have saved a lot of people a lot of time and frustration today waiting in line. Now, Kat also mentioned an interesting fact that I didn't realize earlier, because I did think it was odd that you were voting where you are now, because normally you vote in an entirely different area of the city, but Kat was saying something about they only opened so many polling places today.
Yeah, they dropped it from 200 to 60.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard 70, but yeah, similar.
I didn't know that you could do that thing that Marnie did last week. I didn't know about that, that you could early vote any time in the last, like, whenever it opened.
Oh, aside from the fact that they sent me mine, and I did mine over a month ago, but yeah, the fact you can walk into the county recorder's office and do it right there.
But other polling places, too, not just this one. I mean, this isn't an early place, but I guess there were early ones.
Oh, I didn't know of other ones. I thought she went downtown to the actual county recorder office and did it there.
Oh, I don't know.
She did. You can go to the county recorder's office. She's going to be out of town.
Right.
Or is currently out of town and knew it. So she went and said, hey, I'm going to be out of town. And they're like, oh, yeah, you can totally vote right now. And here you go.
Got it. Well, cool. Well, Al, I tell you what, Kat and I are going to try to get the show started and do as much as we can without you. But what I'd like you to do is, if you want to call us back, like after you vote or if something happens, we'll put you right back on the air and kind of get an update as to what's going on, and then you'll be here in due time.
Yeah, and if they call a winner while I'm in line, let me know.
Okay, because
then you'll just jump.
Because I know they already called Idaho. I saw that.
So if they call and Hillary wins it, you're just going to be like, yeah, I'm good.
No, I'm still going to do it.
Okay, so good. All right, well, then we'll be texting you, but by all means, I'll have my phones right here in Studio C. We will. I'll take your call, sir.
Oh, thanks. All right, I'll see you guys soon.
All right, thanks, Al. Our live correspondent, Al Perkins.
That's so exciting. We should do that more.
I think it's fun. Send somebody randomly out of the studio just to be somewhere, and we'll just call them. Where are you? Oh, I'm at Circle K. I'm at Home Depot now.
That feels like a lot of fun to me.
Oh, let me get this picture down. We've been looking at this poor picture of these fucking people standing in line.
We've gone from playing at being a talk show to playing at being reporters.
Yeah, very, very, very so. Let's get rid of that picture. I don't need that. I need to see those people. That was some time ago.
Those people. Those poor people.
Oh, my heaven's sakes.
My gosh. Well, let's say hi to the people in the chat room.
There are some people. Joe D, Anant, Jenny, Aaron from LA, of course. Hi, Aaron. Oh, he'll be in and out. He's got a deadline on a project. So many things. Everybody's got lives. It's good thing.
Very busy.
Everybody's got something to do.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I come here.
You're here.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, and I bless your heart. You've had. Is drama a word I would use to associate about with your vehicle situation?
No, I don't think so. The vehicle. My car's in the shop today, and it's got 85,000 miles on it, so it's probably due for some service.
And it's funny, I didn't think you'd had it that long to have that many miles on it.
I bought it used.
Oh, didn't realize
but
that.
But bought it used like 3 years ago, and okay. I was an Uber driver for a season.
True.
And I still continue to drive my vehicle for a work purpose that I work at Scholastic.
Those book fairs aren't in your backyard.
And I live like 20 miles away, so.
Oh, good point. So I
pack on some miles every once
in a
while.
You're a commuter.
Yeah, but I did. I bought it used like 3 years ago, so it's time. So when the check engine light came on, and I looked at the book because it didn't look like a typical check engine light. Like they reimagined.
Oh, it's a different. Okay.
Yeah, it looks a little different.
They reimagined. What is this? Disney? Does Disney do the icons on your dashboard?
I don't know who they've got working over there at Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Maybe it's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Pixar.
Good. Could be that. Yes.
Know.
Yes.
But yeah. So they reimagined the actual icon that comes up. And so I opened the book and I looked at it and it said, well, unless it's flashing, no need to panic.
Okay.
And sometimes it's a loose gas cap and blah, blah, like I read the whole thing.
Sure.
I said, all right. Okay, fine. So I, closed the book, put better gas in the next time I filled up. And, well, because I'm cheap.
Because that's what you do. You put better gas in.
Right. Put better gas in. Maybe it's just something. Who knows?
I think I'll go to that shot of us because that way it's us.
That way it doesn't look so vacant. Yeah.
I do look just as with the black chair and the black shirt. It still looks as big as a house. It doesn't really matter. Camera, I got two cameras on.
We need to zoom out a little bit.
Yeah, can we?
Right. I know. I'm going shopping tomorrow for my Pride Fiesta wear.
Oh, gotcha. For the parade.
Yeah, because I gotta look good on the parade. And I gotta look good behind a bar. And
mine's probably gonna be the same basic thing I wear every year.
Jeans and a V-neck.
Yeah, probably pretty much what you're seeing now.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. I don't really go out all out for that. So I did years ago. I used to go out for a bright colored shirt and something special, but I don't do it. And of course, I used to wear the heels every year.
The heels,
no, they're not. They're not as fun. To stand on a hot street for 3 hours to call a parade is not fun in heels.
Well, because it's Phoenix Gay Pride and God hates us, so it's going to be 140 fuck outside.
Actually, I don't even know what the temperature is supposed to be for that.
I don't know. Are we close enough to see the weather there?
I don't know. We could find out later. Google that. We got so many things to Google. One of the things you were just looking at, by the way, because one of the things that and I had forgotten, and maybe if you're of a certain age, you remember this. At one point, on any voting day, you could not drink in any establishment. I mean, if you had a bottle at home, you were fine. But you could not purchase liquor until the polls had closed. And I had completely forgotten about that. What did you dig up and find on
that? Well, and as it turns out, that varies state by state insofar as what the laws were and when they were repealed.
Okay.
The last state to repeal that particular ridiculous liquor law was... No, and it makes sense for why it became a thing, but it makes no sense for why it's a thing now.
Okay.
The last state to repeal that was South Carolina in 2014.
Oh, that recently?
That recently.
Wow.
Yeah, but the liquor laws date back to the 1800s and beyond, from times where, number one, our own founding father, George Washington, was accused of, you know, buying votes for liquor.
No.
Yeah, boozing up some voters and getting them to vote for him.
Oh.
And other founding fathers as well, according to an article that
election drama goes that far back.
It goes that far back. To the very
nothing beginning. New. Yeah. Nothing new then. All right.
No. but yeah, they used to buy votes with liquor. And so I found an article from Pennsylvania when they repealed their law. That states that the laws were meant to combat the American tradition of winning votes by trading booze for them, and that the law in Pennsylvania dated back to 1875. South Carolina repealed the ban in 2014. I couldn't find a history on Arizona's as far as when we repealed the ban. I know we changed our liquor laws significantly in 2010.
But I want to say that I've been here 23 years, yeah. And I feel like it was happening... Even when I got here, it feels like that. Maybe I'm completely wrong. But like I said, I remember in Missouri, as a kid growing up, my grandparents had a bar. And I remember that you couldn't buy the booze. Like, you couldn't go to the liquor store and buy. Because I lived in Tulsa for a couple of years. And all of the liquor stores are state-owned.
Sure.
Or at least they were at the time. I don't know how it still is. It is there now. But used to be you couldn't even go buy anything from them until after they closed. And my grandparents had a bar. And then you couldn't open. Well, they could open, but couldn't sell. You know, all those weird things. So I remember, but until you brought that up, I had completely forgot about it.
Yeah, well, and I was working at the bar today, and somebody had come in and brought that up.
Speaking of which, I'm so glad you said that. Now, earlier we showed you some pictures of where Al Perkins was.
Situation.
Sure. Al was in line, or still in line, waiting to vote right now. But Kat Carlson had the day shift today.
I did. I'm a terrible day shift.
And
I'm the worst.
The picture you sent me, this picture of what the bar looked like.
Isn't that beautiful?
Not a soul in the house
but
you.
It's such a nice place. No, there's like three people sitting around the corner.
Oh, around the corner. Okay.
I just didn't take a picture.
Was it Ron Rogers and Gina Florio?
No, you know, close. Ron Rogers came by and we had lunch together again, which is nice.
Okay.
As he was on his way to go to Stacy's and.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm the worst day shift bartender.
Why?
Because I don't know. There's like a lot of like cleaning and setting up involved, and I can't be bothered. And then it's all, I mean, God bless the customers I did have, but it's all just grumpy old guys that come in.
Oh, yeah, that Scotty always talks to and deals with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all just grumpy old guys that come in, and so then they're like, oh, well, music's too loud. Okay, I'll turn it down. Oh,
music's too soft.
No. But now it's too peppy. Don't I have something more laid back?
Got it.
And I'm like, are you people kidding me?
We need smooth jazz. Is that what they need?
That's exactly.
Pretty much.
And that's kind of what I put on. I ended up, I have a playlist.
Called Old Grumpy Men?
I need one called Old Grumpy Men. No, I have a playlist that I subscribe to called Acoustic Covers, which is some very acoustic covers of some very interesting songs.
Okay.
My favorite today, I think, was Iggy Azalea's Fancy.
Oh.
I'm so fancy. You don't even know.
Dun, dun,
imagine
dun,
that
dun.
In an acoustic version.
Oh, I wish I could.
I'll play it for you later.
Oh, God, that'd be good. If you've got it on your phone, we can play it right now.
Oh, my gosh, that's exciting.
We could totally do that. I'd like to hear it.
Would you like to hear it?
Do you have that acoustic version?
Well, you know, it'll take me a second, but I'll find it. Yeah,
I know.
Sure.
You master your electronic devices pretty well.
I do all right.
But as we said earlier, like I said, Al's out doing a voting. Marnie is actually on, I guess you'd call it vacation. She went back east to Minnesota. She's on walkabout. She's on vacation back there. I wonder if we called her what she's doing right now.
Do it.
We should do it. Let's just call. What the fuck? We got time.
Right. We got nothing to do.
Let's see what we can do. Call. We're going to call Marnie Ryer.
Al's not here, so we've got like 2.5 hours to fill.
We got lost time. Nope. Which one? Oh, this is her phone, so we'll do this. All right. Let's see if we can get a hold of Marnie Ryer. See what she's doing.
Let's do it.
One ringy dingy.
There we go.
It's not like the old days where we just go beep 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 beep. You had to, you know, when you press it.
Oh, when you hit the buttons. Yeah.
I mean, it does do that if you hit the keypad, but not when you're doing it like we do fancy stuff. She's probably in the middle of a show or something. Hi. Well, hi there.
Well, how are you doing?
Well, we are fine. You're live with us. It's 7:22 out here in Studio C, and we know you're on vacation back east, and we just thought we'd call you to find out what's going on.
Well, I love it. Hello to everyone. I am just driving back from a delicious dinner.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
What did you have? Did you have the lobster?
Did I have the lobster?
Clearly, yeah. How delicious was it? Was it like lobster delicious, or was it... Was it steak and fries?
Yeah, we're talking like chicken nuggets. Right. What are you talking about? What's dinner?
Oh no, we went to a lovely and a very, very delicious steak dinner.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so for the vegans listening, just remember Marnie's not a vegan.
No, oh God, no.
Cows died today.
Yes.
No, not today. Not today, Berta.
Not today. That's right.
Are you all out of the voting line?
Well, no, Al's still in the voting line. We talked to him live when we opened the show because he's been there for a couple hours and he's just about to get in to make his selection.
And he's going to stick it out to the very end.
Yeah, and he's going to vote regardless if they call it and Hillary wins or not. He's still going to vote regardless.
Very good.
He wants
very
to
good.
Be counted. So we did talk to him live and he's going to call us back in a little while to let us know once he got done or what happened. Or anything, but we thought while we were killing time in the opening half hour of the show, we thought, well, we're
catching up with everybody. Let's catch up with Martin.
We said you were on vacation, and I said you were back east, and Kat said that you were on, a walkabout? What'd you say?
On walkabout, yeah.
Walkabout is what you were on.
You know, Crocodile Dundee really brought that to our attention.
I can hardly hear Kat. I apologize.
I'll turn her up a little bit. All right.
Can you hear me now?
You'll get there. Did we lose you?
Are you there?
Or did we lose? Okay, we're there. We're here.
Hi.
Did we lose you?
No, I was actually trying to. I was trying to find the show. While I'm driving back from dinner, I was trying to.
Are you driving, or should we not be?
No.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, should we be talking to you right now? Probably not.
Oh, I think it's fine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of deer, but, you know, I don't think I'll hit one of them right now. Bam!
Yeah. Oh, by the way, for those of you in the chat room wanting to know if there's a vote, if there's a call-in line, no, there's not.
Absolutely not.
No, you have to give us your number. We will call you if we want to talk to you. Otherwise, nope, we're good.
Your chances are pretty small.
Yeah. I mean, it's a special voting day, and Marnie's not even in the city, which, by the way, we were talking about. You voted early before you left town.
I did, and I'm not going to lie. I'm disappointed because of all of the people that I'm familiar with. I love the standing in the lines.
Okay.
For voting. It thrills me. Mom texted me and said that she was in line for 3 hours.
Wow.
This afternoon. Yep. They went this afternoon. They were in line for 3 hours. And that there was a kid. This is my favorite part. There was a kid that, first-time voter.
Okay.
And by the time they got up to, for him to vote, they had run out of stickers.
Oh, no.
So I was like, that's a travesty. That's just not allowed.
Well, they ran out of ballots, which I think is the larger travesty.
Yeah, they ran those out of the Democratic ones.
Oh, no, absolutely. I agree. That's the thing. He did get a ballot, so therefore he should get a sticker.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
I made a comment to Mom about that, and I said, "Well, if I have his address, I'm going to send him one." And she said, "Well, he gave us his card."
Oh,
so he is in a band and whatnot. So I am
of course
I'm
he
so
is
excited. I'm going to send him a sticker.
Okay, that's cool.
Let's do that.
I thought what you were going to say was that it was his first time to be able to vote, and by the time he got to the polling place, he was able to drink at that point. Like that much time.
That's a funny joke. That save that one.
I'll save that for later.
He is now of legal drinking age.
Yes, in one day, one long day.
In about an hour and a half, that joke's going to be really, really funny.
California, now he can also smoke.
Oh, good. Very nice for him. Very good. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All's going well back there with you. I'm glad to hear that. Everybody's happy and safe.
Yep, everybody is delighted, and everyone has given me the big fuck you for bringing all kinds of shitty weather that's going to come in tomorrow. I'm notorious for bringing bad weather.
Okay.
And so tomorrow they're supposed to, they've had delightful weather, and tomorrow they're supposed to get hit by a blizzard.
Hey.
Well, sure.
When do you come home?
Tomorrow.
Very nice. Very nice.
I know. I feel that my timing is, for once, impeccable.
Oh.
Well played.
For once.
For once.
How was that? Yes?
For once, it was on the. It was about good.
Absolutely. How's the week been for everybody there?
Oh, I think everything has been fine. It's just been busy, beautiful weather. It's very windy today, but it's okay. I'm not mad at a little wind. It's all good.
Good.
Yes.
Good, good, good. I'm hearing it's hot. Everyone's saying it's hot, and I'm like, I doubt
well,
it.
Well, no, it did get a little warmer. But, hey, it's all right. We'll lift it. We're Phoenix. We're used to 115 degrees. We're fine.
It's a pleasant 76 degrees in the studio.
Oh, it is. That's right. Yeah, I've got the air on. It's a nice temperature. I got the fan on high. It's just Kat and I in here, so, you know, it's not as quite as warm as normal.
Well, that's true, because, you know, Al and I give off a lot of heat.
Yeah, all that hot air coming out of y'all's mouths.
Absolutely. It's just that the hot air is, you know, I can see that.
It's a plenty.
I can see that being true.
It's a plenty.
How about St. Paddy's Day? Did you guys have a good one?
Oh, I did. I did the roast for Phaedra at The Rock, and that took me a day to recover from. Not because of the roast with Phaedra so much, but because I was sitting next to Lady Christian for a while.
Oh.
And that doesn't bode well, because when she orders a shot, you have to do one too. And, well,
yes.
Yeah, she was busy.
That lady can drink.
It was a good time, though. It was a fun time. Nobody got terribly insulted. But it was a good time. But other than that, I don't know what Kat did on Valentine's, on St. Patty's.
The answer to both, I believe, is worked.
Worked. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah. And you? What did?
That's a typical answer. I can see that.
Yeah.
No, I was. I left for the first time in my life. I was early to an airport. lots of there. You know that whole idea of rewarding negative behavior.
Yeah.
Well, I got to the airport 2 hours and, like, 15 minutes ahead of time.
Okay.
And then my flight was delayed 4 hours.
Oh.
So I was supposed to get in at midnight. I got in about 4 a.m.
Just start your day. Just start your day early.
Yeah, just make yourself exactly a cup of Senka and move on.
Senka. Nice.
That's exactly what I did. I just showered up and
Good.
Went on with my day.
I'm pretty sure everybody was happy you showered. I'm sure after that much of a layover.
Well, that's exactly right. So, but yeah, so that was interesting. But other than that, you know, just enjoying my time here with friends and family. It's always nice.
Well, very good, Marty. Have a safe flight home. We'll see you when you get back. You'll be back with us next Tuesday, right here in the studio, right?
I absolutely will.
Well, okay. Marnie Ryer, live from some city back in Minnesota. I'm not sure where she is right now.
Minnetonka, Minnesota.
Minnetonka.
I'm waiting for. I have deer in the yard in front of me. There's 7 deer in Seidel's yard right now, staring at me like, bitch, get off the phone.
Well, goodness, do they need the airtime? Like,
delightful Minnetonka, Minnesota, where Justin Bieber has not moved in yet.
Okay.
Justin Bieber has not moved in yet.
Was there fear that he would?
Right.
What's that?
Was there fear that he would have moved in?
Oh, yeah, that was the story. He was going to move here from Canada.
Big news up there, for crying out loud.
It's big news, but apparently, no.
Okay, well,
no.
Marnie, if any big news breaks up there, feel free to call us back and let us know. Otherwise, we'll talk about it next Tuesday when you're here in studio with us.
Sounds like a delight. You all have a great time.
Thanks, Marnie. I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care.
Bye, Marnie.
Bye.
Oh, holy heck.
Do you think she's been drinking?
No. No. Was she trying to talk to deer? Is that what she was doing? There's deer watching her? I don't know.
And telling her to get off the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, Bambi needs to make a call. I don't know.
I don't know. That was. Are you using up their minutes? I don't know.
The deer have a shitty data plan.
We're the worst friends. We get off the phone with our friend and we immediately start trashing them on the air.
She'll listen back. She'll catch those.
So. Yeah, like,
do you think Marnie's been drinking? No. No.
Shouldn't be.
She's in Minnesota with all of her family and friends. No.
Not drinking at all.
Not at all. For crying out loud. Oh, my heavens.
Goodness gracious. So much is happening. Anything, it's very exciting.
It is. Anything else that you dug up in regards to liquor laws that might be interesting? I'm going to look up some information on the election right now.
You know, not a whole lot. It sadly involves a lot of reading.
It does.
But there are still some blue laws, and that's what they call those, blue laws.
I remember that.
Those liquor and other various laws that often pertain to just controlling people's morals on a certain day. Election laws were very election day liquor laws, very exciting. That's it. No, I got nothing.
Oh, well.
I'm out.
Thank you for filling a segment, 'cause that was fantastic.
Well, no, I mean, it's interesting that it dates back that long, and it's interesting that all of the states have now repealed those laws, and that's not a thing anymore.
Right.
You know, because it clearly was a thing if I was, you know, sitting in the bustling establishment of Cobalt Bar Phoenix.
For those of you who don't know,
on a Tuesday,
I'm going to go back. Earlier today, this is what Cobalt looked like as Kat was busily working the day shift with.
It looks beautiful.
It's a lovely picture. In fact, that should be like on a website. Like that should be like an inviting website, except for the fact that there's nobody there.
But you don't really want to show pictures of the people sometimes.
Well, sometimes, no, but I mean, you know, back of headshots where they're smiling and it looks like they're having fun. You know, those staged shots.
Everybody turn around.
Yeah.
I want to take a picture of the back of you.
Sit back your head. Exactly. Hey, did you find that song?
I did. Do you want to hear that
Stand
song?
Stand by. Let's do this. Oh, hang on. I'm going to hand this to you.
The acoustic cover of Fancy.
There you go. Now we're going to see what this does. You plug her in. You plug. Okay. So now play what you need to play. This is an acoustic. Sounds like Time in a Bottle.
Oh, yeah. But wait till the lyrics come.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Oh.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it. And I'm still in the murder business. I could hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Wow.
You want a bad bitch like this? Drop it low.
Oh, and I like how the phone you've got shows the lyrics.
I have a lyrics app that I am in love with. Yeah.
Oh, my wrist. Oh, my wrist. Oh, that's fucked up. So the old gripey people, this is their jam. This is good for them.
This is their jam. They loved it.
Got it.
We're getting to the chorus.
That's what I want
to
hear.
Yeah, here it comes. Go chorus. In the fast lane from LA to Tokyo.
I'm so fancy. Oh my God.
Isn't that
wonderful? Hysterical. Now, I wonder if we're going to get dinged on it this week like we did last week. We got a copyright ding last week from playing one of the.
I saw that. They muted our whole shit.
Not the whole show, but just that segment, I believe.
No, I think they muted the whole show.
The whole show?
The whole fucking show.
Shut up.
We're in timeout, Clayton.
Oh my God! YouTube. I didn't know that. I thought it was just the segment of the song, and the rest of it was fine.
The YouTubes put us in timeout.
Hokey smokes, Bolinko. I got to go back and check that, because if so, then I have to. Well, I don't know what I can do. I don't know if I can delete that segment out.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, but well, their editing software sucks because if it's over 2 hours.
Yeah, but mine's amazing.
But then wow! I didn't realize the whole show.
Wow.
I'm gonna check into that. I honestly thought it was just the segment of the song. What would be the point of muting the whole fucking show?
Time out.
We're
being punished.
Oh my God.
I know.
For crying out loud.
It's the worst. We're grounded.
All I wanted to do is illustrate what a wonderful song that was and the producer that died. I mean, it's not like we're certainly not monetizing this show. Thanks, Jenny. The whole show. Well, that sucks. Wow. For those of you wondering where the audio is, it's show 253. It's not there. It got muted because of Beatles copyright infringement.
Yeah, well, somebody even commented on it at some point.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I get the notifications for when they comment sometimes.
I get notifications, too. I just don't
read them. You just don't read them. It's like, listeners, don't comment. Apparently, we're not. Apparently, I'm the only one reading your comments.
It's good to know that somebody here does.
I do.
Really is good.
Glad I could be here. Jenny, to answer your earlier question, all the acoustic songs are not sung by the same guy. It's a playlist on Spotify called Acoustic Covers that I just subscribed to, and it's all kinds of different artists and all different genres of music that they've covered acoustically, and some of them hilarious.
What I do enjoy, though, because I'm a fan of the Postmodern Jukebox group.
Oh, I do love
that's redone a lot of things. In fact, that's the first place when I found Puddle's Pity Party, the clown, the sad clown with the golden voice.
Okay,
that's where I first found him because he redid.
Because he did Postmodern Jukebox.
He did a song. He did. Oh God, why can't I think of it? Royal.
Because
it's a royal. Yeah. That he sang that song, and that's how I first discovered him. Horrible rendition of what I just
did. That was really good.
He did
a
much better one. Thank you.
You should sing all the time.
No, I should not. I did sing last night at what's it called?
The Cobalt.
Stacey's. No, he's not singing at Stacey's after Drag Race. Anywho, they take modern post. They're modern songs, kind of like Fancy.
And they jazz it up. I love.
They redo them like in a 1920s, 30s vibe, and it's really cool. And what's interesting to me is, with a lot of, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, a lot of the modern music, like Fancy, I had no idea what she has in half that fucking song.
Nobody knows what she says.
But when you break it down and it's in an acoustic like that, and you literally, you hear the lyrics, I'm like, oh, that's a great song. Why is it with all that other shit?
Then you realize that she's so fancy and you don't even know.
You don't know.
You don't even know.
L.A. to Tokyo, apparently, clearly. All that space.
And she's also still in the murder business. Oh. She can put you down like she's teaching you physics.
Good to know.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to find out all these people who do a different take on a song, and it's like, not only does it change the feel of the song,
yeah,
it just gives it a whole new meaning, a whole new life.
Everything,
right. Yeah.
It's brand new life. Whoever that songwriter was is very excited.
Well sure, because they still get paid for it.
I imagine. Regardless. Well, not a lot, because it's streaming on Spotify, so they're not getting paid a lot.
Somebody's going to get, they're getting some money. Not like here, where you don't get any money.
No money just mute to us. Be had.
Okay, so what we're looking at... Oh, nothing. Why is nothing updated on this
poll? What had happened?
This
what
poll?
Do we want to update?
No, I was looking at Arizona primary.
Oh, we're looking
and nothing.
Can we go to CNN?
No, I'm on the New York Times website. They got nothing.
They don't know shit.
They don't know. I was looking at MSNBC, and they didn't have anything either.
Son of a bitch.
But yet my girlfriend is in there talking about it on...
Rachel,
in there in the front room on the television. She's in there talking about it.
Well, they're on bomb watch, too, so it's really they're splitting their time is what they're doing.
Well, she was sitting there with Brian Williams talking. I think they were doing election coverage.
Were they?
Oh, yeah, it was too close to call. Oh, still says breaking news. I don't have my stinger. Too close to call. There's Brian Williams. He's talking.
Yeah, CNN's not calling anything Arizona yet. They don't have a...
What the flip, man? Oh, now they're into travel warnings following Brussels attacks. Brussels and broccoli. Very busy with those. And you know what kind of sucks? And in addition to the bombing itself and all of that, we've waited all this time for primaries in Arizona, and we get overshadowed by terrorist attacks around the world.
Son of a bitch.
We waited all this time. We suffered through every other state.
ISIS, you couldn't have done this on a Wednesday.
Come on.
Fuck.
Yeah, do it on a Wednesday. Right. Do it on a Wednesday. Come
Nothing
on.
Nothing fun happens on a Wednesday.
My God. I'll make sure I haven't missed a call from...
The worst. Now there's an update from Ali. Says the line is still not moving.
My God.
So very sad.
That's very sad. Hopefully Al will meet someone. We're here till 10 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, so who knows?
Whether you like it or
whether
not.
Whether you like it. It's the Cat and Clayton show at this point.
Which is all it is. It's really a preview for Phoenix Pride, I think.
Fewer people walking by, and it's cooler in here.
And it, you know, it's like a little rehearsal.
It is.
Not quite a dress. It's like a workshop.
Like
the thing that happens before the dress rehearsals is a workshop.
It's a workshop. That's what we called. We called it a production meeting. The first meeting we had in my living room for this show, almost 4 years ago.
I like giving fancy names to shit that's not a real thing.
What are we doing? We're having a workshop.
Workshop for Pride.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's like a preview of our banter skills.
I realize that most of you aren't even local at all, except like two of you in the chat room. But Kat Carlson and I, this year, it's our first year together to do the parade together. Oh. We've previously done it at two separate stages.
My second year separately.
Yeah. Your second year. But your first year went over very successfully from all the pictures and for everything I heard.
Very well. I had a wonderful time.
Yeah. I hope you have just as much time this year.
I hope
I don't think I was as much fun as Jonathan Breyer.
I don't think you drink as much Red Bull as Jonathan Breyer, but I feel like...
I know I don't. I know I don't.
No, you know, he was super, super fun and super energetic, and I'm excited for, you know, the new energy and, of course, you know, your corner, as it were.
It's nice to know that I have a corner. Third Avenue in Osborne, ladies and gentlemen, right outside the Circle K.
You know,
snacks available 24/7.
Everybody has a corner. There's been a lot of Pretty Woman references in my world. I just went to Pretty Woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's because all I know is hookers. I think
snacks or corner. What was the reference?
The corner would be the reference.
Corner,
there.
Got it.
Yeah,
she was a hooker
because of the scene where they walk out there and they tell the one bitch that no, I'm from Bob Hope all the way down to Bette Midler because they have their territory. Anyway,
oh, okay.
Anyway,
it's been a long time since I've seen that.
I've seen it too many times.
Okay, got it.
In my young life, but no, I'm super excited to have, you know, the slightly larger audience perhaps. My corner last year was sparse.
You are a little further down the line, so
yeah.
Yeah, but no, we have a good corner. The crowd knows that that's where that judges stage
that's
is.
That's where the thing is. Oh, and there's judges too. That's right.
Right. We introduce all the. There's usually five.
There's judginess.
Five judges. So we do introduce all of them.
Very nice.
And then obviously, I don't know how.
Do we get to make fun of them? Like
A little depends on who the judges are. We. It's a kind of a you feel it out of the morning there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand.
If somebody's there that you know, got a real stick up their ass, we're not really going to make a lot of fun of them. But if Barbara Seville's there, let her have it.
Open season.
Open
right.
season. Yeah,
because
totally.
She loves it and hates it.
She doesn't care.
She'll blast you on it later.
Barbara, as long as you're talking about Barbara, that's all she cares about. Doesn't matter.
I saw a quote from Phaedra's roast that said Barbara Seville only knows three people. Madonna, Bette Midler, and everyone who's not Madonna, Madonna and Bette Midler. I was like, that's legitimately true.
There were a couple of good lines. I enjoyed myself with one of them. DJ Galaxy Broadway was there.
Uh-huh.
And for those of you obviously don't know, DJ Galaxy Broadway was Mr. Pride this year, just stepped down this past weekend, and is one of the drag kings of the, mm-hmm. of our community. Mm-hmm. And I don't know a lot about DJ. I've worked with him a few times, but I don't really know him that well. And all I said was, I said, here on the panel tonight, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Galaxy Broadway, blah, blah, blah. I don't know him that well. And I looked, I just said, nice mustache. And I moved on. Wasn't wearing a mustache.
Very nice.
But just left it at that. Just left it. Nice mustache for you. There's that.
Good effort.
A couple other ones I got. I felt like I got pretty good, pretty well. But everybody was kind of soft shoot around Phaedra, and we all attacked each other.
And that's probably the best possible scenario.
That was the better choice, of course it was.
Yeah.
Oh, heaven's sakes. I don't know what you have prepared. Do we want to do a headline segment and see what we can get through? Or I've got five, and one of them you're going to enjoy because it made me think of you.
You know, I don't know that I have headlines per se. I'm fairly educated on some stuff, but
okay.
I stayed pretty political. Why don't we? Why don't we go through your headlines?
This is stimulating radio, ladies and gentlemen. Stimulating stuff for crying out loud.
Well, no, because I'm looking at the things that I pinned to my Pinterest from the last week, going, can I make a segment out of any of this?
Right.
Maybe not a lot.
It's okay.
Maybe a couple. I don't know. Roll your thing and.
Well, hang on. I wasn't ready. I have to do a couple
things.
We're not
ready.
Well, no, we're kind of ready. I just had to do a couple.
I need another drink. Can we do a dance break?
Oh, we're going to do a dance break.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to do the Squirrels Are Back in the Attic dance break. So
that's the extended edition.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Well, it's 39
that's
seconds.
It's a Miami remix.
Yeah. It's personal this time, so I got to tell you. So we're going to go make yourself a drink and do whatever else you got to do. Oh, this is stimulating. I don't know. I wish I had longer dance breaks. Maybe I should double them up. Who knows? I don't know what the fuck we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do that goes there. I have to put all this together. All right, kids. We're going to. Hang on. Oh,
what
I didn't realize. We're live. We're live in Brussels.
It really didn't seem like it was.
I'm sure NBC will kick my ass, so we're going to shut that off. I don't need MSNBC to fucking sue us for.
Oh, your girlfriend Maddow.
Actually, with their ratings, they'd probably be glad to get the extra exposure, just to guess. I don't know.
Right.
Who knows? All right, we're going to come back with an attempt of headlines right after this. Let's see if we can do it. Oh, hit it. No, 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 no. I refuse. The sign doesn't change. It played not what I wanted. God, why does it do
that's
that?
That's the best.
Oh, I know what happened. I know. I see what happened now. Oh, for the love of everything holy. Well, I'm just going to keep doing this to kill time because it makes more sense this way.
Well, sure.
I thought you were going to go make a drink.
Well, I was, but now I don't know what's happening with you. So
it doesn't matter.
To stay in moral support.
Just go get a drink. It doesn't mean I can suffer through this.
I'm out.
She's going to go get a drink.
Sorry, listeners.
A piece of pizza or something.
Oh, pizza's good.
Pizza's still out there.
That's true.
Don't know. At some point, my roommate's going to wake up. He has to go to work. Oh, that's the wrong stinger. I don't want breaking news. This really is. This is the epitome of technical, right, ladies and gentlemen. This is really it.
No, not that one.
Not that one. I want something else. Oh, where's that? We have this one. Add that one. I have so many things I have to do. This is why we aren't on broadcast radio, ladies and gentlemen, because this is all we can do. Okay, now I think we're ready to go. Let's try it this time and see what happens.
Carl!
You're listening to You Talk America.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
Well, the squirrels are back in the attic. Your dad won't call an exterminator. He says it's personal this time. Where are you? It's very loud there. Are you taking a Zumba class?
This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
An attempt of headlines. Oh my gosh, we are off the rails on this.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit here and I'm going to eat pizza and I'm going to wisecrack your headlines.
All right. Who's your daddy? You're a mean old lion. Is that you buzzing or are you just happy to see me? Traveling dinosaurs. And no kitty, bad kitty. There's a bad kitty running loose, stealing stuff right and left, and it's not Kat Carlson.
It's not me today.
We're going to make up more stories and headlines. It's just Kat and I right now, off the rails. It's Q Talk America on Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016. Oh my God, we got to go. How's your pizza? How's your beer?
It's amazing. What's going on? I brought the whole box.
I see that. I see the box. Now, I had to make... I forgot. I'm out of seven. I chose to make a crown and crayon.
Oh.
And it seems fine.
It sounds delicious.
I think it's okay.
And good for your kidneys.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Now, next to it, immediately...
health food.
Immediately adjacent to my beverage is a latte. Mm-hmm. An iced coffee or an iced latte. So I got that. And then water. So I feel like I'm ready for just about any emergency.
Your uppers and downers are delicately balanced.
I'm Judy Garlanding my way through this whole show. I think we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it.
Oh, I think you are. Well, this story, you may have heard of this on some of the national news. I thought this was a very cute story. A text messaging mix-up resulted in a hilarious moment for a couple of new parents in Georgia this past week. Mark and Lindsay Lashley, welcomed their first child, a son, on Saturday in Bainbridge, Georgia.
Mazel tov.
And during all the excitement at the hospital, they realized that their family had included a wrong number in a group text message announcement of the birth.
Oh, no.
According to the quote is, my mom sent a group message out and she attached my cousin's cell phone number, but my cousin had changed her number. And that's how the wrong number deal happened. Mark Lashley told today, she was so excited about us having a baby, she thought that she was talking to my cousin. Now, the wrong number actually belonged to a young man named Dennis Williams, who decided against ignoring the mistake and instead made plans to visit the family. Says, well, I don't know y'all. but me and the boys will be through to take a picture with the baby real soon, Williams wrote, according to screen grabs of the text message conversation. Now, I do happen to have, this is a little challenging to read, but it starts out, we're at the hospital having a baby today. She's dilated between 5 and 6, and I guess that's important information to share with people.
I've never understood that.
Well, I know why it happens, but why would you need to share
that's
that?
That's what I mean. Why people like share that particular statistic.
Yeah, I don't think you know. Yeah, I don't know what.
Good on you for having a giant cervix. Like, I don't really.
Yeah,
know.
I don't get
like,
that. Yeah. So the guy texts back, congratulations, LOL, but I think someone has got the wrong number. Well, it continues on in the message. And then picture of the baby, 7 pounds, 11 ounces, which oddly is the same as I weighed when I was born.
Goodness gracious.
It says, well, I don't know y'all, but the boys and I will be through to take a picture with the baby. And I'm thinking that the guy thinks, oh shit, is this my kid, is what I think he's
wondering. My God, do you think he's crapping his pants?
Right. So it says, so sweet, love the name, congrats, blah, blah, blah. You're cracking me up. Sorry that you got caught up in this baby birthing. No, that's okay. What's the room number at the hospital? We're going to swing by. So then, it continues on with the text message. They give the room number. Talk to you later. See you soon. Well, then they get to the hospital. The gentleman comes
to
the hospital.
That's kind of freaking me out right now. Like, I would be super pissed if some stranger came to my hospital room after I'd just given birth. Because my fucking mom doesn't know how to use her iPhone. I'd be super pissed.
Yeah, so they showed up.
Oh, I'd be real pissed. If I'm her, listen, if I'm the woman in that bed, I'm so pissed.
Yeah, because the last thing you want are visitors that you don't know.
That you don't know. I mean, I can imagine barely wanting visitors that I do know.
Now, according to what they said, Mr. Lashley said they brought diapers and bottles and a pacifier. It was very nice of them.
Good on them.
The Lashleys, who live in Cairo, Georgia, were both surprised and amused. One family member thanked the men for being so kind in a Facebook post. And the photo of the brothers that came together, and they probably shouldn't use the word brothers in the story, but the two black gentlemen in the picture are actually brothers, not just brothers. They were posing with the couple and their son.
It's a different spelling, as I understand.
Oh, apparently there's just an A at the end of one of them, right? But I thought that was so funny that they got the text, chose to go, and just be included in it altogether.
Yeah. In that picture, the brothers are hilarious. Like, good on them.
Totes. Yeah. Totes good on them.
And the brand new mom who just gave birth should kill her family.
Kill her, whoever owned that cell phone.
Kill that family.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny. Well, another story. We're gonna stay on the.
We're just gonna plow through. I like it.
Well, unless you want to break it up with something else. We can delay.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
No, I walked past the TV a minute ago, and it said like 200 people are hurt in Brussels now, and I was very upset.
So that keeps going up, even though no new bombings
happened. I don't think so. I just pulled up Google News to see if new things had happened, but it doesn't appear so. I don't know, but yeah, that number just, because it was at 30 the last time.
Well, probably by the time the day got all through, and I'm going to assume that they're even factoring in any injury at all. If it's a finger cut, if it's an abrasion, these people have been treated for this thing. They've all finally come through and been processed and are accounted for. Oh, my heaven. The time he took on the wall? What are you talking about?
I was checking on the chat room. I think they're talking about this week's John Oliver.
Oh, John Oliver, yes. Oh, by the way, John is still standing. Oh, he's fallen over. He's fallen over, John has.
He's drunk.
He's drunk. He's drunk with political humor.
I keep thinking he's a bobblehead. I keep trying to shake him to think he's a bobblehead.
I walked in the studio a few times during the week, and I kept thinking I'm going to walk in, and he's just going to be bobbling.
That'd be super fun.
But he doesn't.
But no.
No. And I don't really get what the deal is with the
pop dolls.
The caricature dolls.
I don't know, but people are crazy about them. They're everywhere.
Okay.
They're all over the place for everything. Like, they've got superhero ones and cartoon character ones and real people ones. I feel like I want to find out if I can get one of me made.
Got it.
Because why not?
I wonder. Hang on. I got to text Al.
Standing by.
Hang on. Can we call you for the drinking word?
Is it time for that already?
Well, after
Jeezy eight. Pete's.
After eight. Let's see what he says. Second story. An Oregon port that's being overrun by sea lions has revealed its latest weapon to scare off the invasive animals. And I think you're going to recognize them. They are giant inflatable tube dancers. Where is the picture? Oh, I have so many pictures. Where did it go?
Are they the Brinka Brinka dudes?
Oh, my God. Where the fuck? Oh, here it is. So here's a picture of, and you can see all the sea lions.
Hello, sea lions.
That are there. And if you look carefully in the picture, in the foreground, there's like a bright green one. And then on the second little peer out, there's a
pink. I see the pink
thing.
And the green, yeah.
Yeah. So what they do is they just turn them all on and surprise the shit out of the sea lions. And it ran all the sea lions off of the dock. Now, what the problem is, it's a deal that's been going back and forth with the city because some of the sea lions attract tourists.
Right.
Revenue comes from tourists. Yeah. But the big problem is, apparently they're doing a lot of damage
fucking up the docks,
The docks, and because they're all there, the people who own the docks usually rent out the dock slips for people to moor boats. They can't do that.
But you don't want to do that. Can't do that. Sea lions,
the unusual blow-up dolls typically seen promoting used car lots and in a popular episode of Family Guy are the latest effort to scare away the sea lions from Port of Astoria docks. The port's previous attempts, which consisted of beach balls, ribbons, and stakes, last year we did a story on this, the fake orca whale that they had floating around, a mechanical orca whale that sank under its own weight.
I missed that.
It literally went belly up last year. So far, video shows the giant neon dancers working immediately after the dancers were turned on Thursday, sending their plastic bodies flapping wildly in the air. Most of the sea lions desperately dove for cover in the water. But only time will tell if the effect lasts. The thing about sea lions is they're very intelligent animals. Port official Robert Evert told a story of station KGW-TV. And so if they realize that these really are not a threat, it's possible that they'll just get right back on the docks and pretty much give them a big single finger salute.
Give them the sea lion version of the fuck you.
Yeah, like, we're just going to stay here.
Meanwhile, I want to write that down as a possible Halloween costume. Because how easy would that be?
Oh, the flailing.
Yeah. Just get like
car sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get a single colored like jumpsuit and then just
walk around flailing. You could do it.
I could totally do it.
I think you could do it.
That'd be wonderful. Halloween. Especially for like at the bar. That's a good Halloween costume. I'm into it.
Al Perkins, I sent him a text just now saying, can we call you to get a drinking word? And his response is yes, and I'm drinking whiskey at your house in scrubs when I get there. Probably 200 people still ahead of me in line.
Shut the fuck up.
Wow, that's just nuts.
Well, and I was just reading about that a minute ago. Some of the problem really is the independents like demanding provisional ballots.
Right. Not realizing that.
Not being educated in the process.
And right.
You got to do more than show up, people. You got to know about it.
Yeah.
Like, step one, show up. Yay.
Yeah,
good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you. And I'm glad you showed up. I'm so glad you did.
But now they're educated.
Now let's read something.
Yeah. If they would have just not heard, oh, primary day, go.
Yeah, would have just.
It's kind of if you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I mean,
but if you take a minute on your smartphone that you clearly have and Google, what do I need on primary day to vote?
Right. Right.
I'll bet all the information comes up.
Probably does.
I'm gonna try it.
In fact, it's probably on the county recorder's.
Google.com.
Yeah, she's going to get on Google. While she Googles
what
that.
What do I need?
Well,
to
she's
vote?
She's going to Google that. We're going to get ready to do our first crossover into hour two on this.
Oh.
What is it? Did you find something?
No, I was, oh, she'll look. Excited that it was hour two. No, I'm born.
She'll get there.
I'm getting there.
At this point, it's the Cat and Clayton Show. It's we've burned through 1 hour talking just amongst ourselves and with you in the chat room. Harrison is there. Tomo. Oh, Tomo! Hi there, Mama Di, of course. Oh, that's right, Mom. I do have a bobblehead. I completely forgot about that. I'll have to dig that out. I completely forgot that I had a client make one for me a long time
you
ago.
You have a Clayton McKee bobblehead?
I do. I'll show it to you.
Shut up.
I do. In fact, I'll go get it here in just a minute. We're going to come back. We're going to call Al Perkins. He's live standing in a voting line. He's going to give us our drinking word, which I'm sure is going to be anger and despair. I'm not sure. We'll be back. It's Kat and Clayton and Al remotely right after this.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
I told you
that's
I had it.
That's good stuff.
Oh, heavens. Sorry, everybody. I had to run out of the studio to get my mom alluded to the fact that I had a bobblehead, so I ran to get it. Oh, heaven's sakes. Cat, can you do, hold it up. Can you hold that up in front of camera two right up there? Camera two's right there. See what you can. Oh, look at that. That is fantastic. Do it again. Do it again. Oh my God. That is fantastic. I had a client many years ago. Who made, he actually had an awards or a trophy manufacturing company, and on the side, he made these little wooden figures. So he took a picture of me to add
this
it to the
head.
It is funny as hell.
I love it.
And he carved out this little bodybuilder, which is completely, that's funny in
that's
itself.
Super you, yeah.
Yeah, totes me.
Totes you.
This is the best part. You just come up, you come up from the bottom like a peekaboo.
You're like CrossFit Clayton McKee.
You just come up. Woo! Ha 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 That's the funniest thing.
That's amazing.
On the show tonight. That is fucking hilarious. Oh,
the best part of the show is a wooden 20-year-old bobblehead.
Yes, it, well, it's only about 10 years old, actually.
That's true. I recognize the goatee.
That is.
That's back from your tanning days. In fact, I think he added some blue to this photo to kind of counteract the orange.
That actually was standing behind the counter at the tanning facility. Uh-huh. That's where he took the picture.
I know. I recognize the goatee.
Oh, my God. That is funny stuff. So we're going to do. I know you're having a good time. I'm not even going to play the little thing over this. Just listen to this.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but... If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Al Perkins?
Yes.
What is our drinking word this week, my friend?
I need a drink.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're
having to do it.
Yeah. So the drinking phrase is, I need a drink. I need a drink.
Find out what that Helen's name is and put a big banner that says, fuck you to her up on it.
Oh, Helen Purcell?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So how many people still in front of you think?
Oh, there's a good 200 people still in front of me. Oh my gosh. Still have to snake around the courtyard. Yeah, because I just read her quote. Poor people and minorities don't vote. So that's why she
said that?
Polling places in this area.
Wait a minute. What, she said that? Oh, do that.
ArizonaCentral.com. I just read it like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, no. That's funny. Wow, not funny. That's horrible. But then what? Cat's playing with a picture in studio, so we're having a good time.
between here and like Roosevelt or something, South Third Avenue. There's like two polling places.
Oh,
that's full Central Corridor.
Yeah, and you're stuck in one that everybody has to go to.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, sir. Well,
I passed 3 hours a little bit ago.
So. Jesus, that's horrible. Well, I think what you should do, I don't know if you saw the link I put on Facebook. We're showing a picture of you so people can see that we know who we're talking to. You should send, there's a link I put on my Facebook and I should share it in the chat room. If you're in Arizona.
I'm not going to have a battery in a second.
Oh, gotcha. Well, that sucks. So anyway, you can email. You can email the Democratic National Party here locally and let them know if there are problems. And I think, obviously, you're one of those people who I'd say has a reason to bitch about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised everybody in the line is it. You know what I mean?
Like, sure.
This isn't acceptable.
No, I agree. This is not
acceptable. This is all because of, this is just her plan. Like, it's just open voter suppression. She admits it freely and gladly.
Okay. Well,
you've got to find the article on abcentral.com. I just read it like about half an hour
ago. Okay, Cat will get on it. She'll find the article and we'll read about it. All right, the drinking word or phrase is, I need a drink. Al is going to try to get here whenever the hell he gets done. Maybe midnight. This may be an extended show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Al, I hope your battery doesn't die. Send us a text if you can. I'll try not to call you back because it burns up more battery.
Yeah, have they called anything yet?
Not to our knowledge, no.
No, everything's still too close to call. And now because of suspense, I would imagine that they would, with all the reports for the lengthy lines in Maricopa County, the most populous county in the state.
And the missing ballots. They were out of ballots, so they can't even count, so, you know, all that.
Yeah, they're gonna extend that out.
I'll text you as soon as we got something, okay?
Okay, yeah, thanks.
Got it, Al. Bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, my heavens. That's
so much. You know what? That is despicable.
It really is. It's sad for us. So many things that Arizona is noted for: bigotry, hatred, a sheriff that just wants to profile everybody and their brother.
Right, the sheriff wants to get rid of all the brown people, and now we've got a county recorder who
apparently made a quote.
Just assumes. I don't see it just yet.
What do you say? It was on AZ Central.
Uh huh.
Let you continue to look for that. Wow, that's just horrible. While you're looking for it, I'll continue on with another story right quick.
Please do.
A vibrating sex toy triggered a bomb scare in a northern Italian town of Modena on Wednesday night. A resident called police to report, quote, suspicious vibrations coming from a roadside plastic recycling bin. The ANSA, A-N-S-A news agency was reporting. The street was shut down and a 650-foot area cordoned off around the area, around the vibration noise. As fire crews also attended and found a buzzing sex toy in the trash. It was a vibrating because its batteries had not been removed before disposal. Or maybe it just wasn't turned off before disposal, I'm guessing.
Oops. Some of them have like kind of a twisty bottom, so they roll around.
Oh, if it got hit just right.
Yeah.
It's good to know. I'm glad you know about this, Kat. I think one
like you've never touched a vibrator before.
I think one of my favorite lines in the story is, the gadget's previous owner has not been identified. In September, authorities locked down parts of Genoa, some 200 miles west of Modena, after a pressure cooker filled with minestrone soup dissuaded what the hell is that?
That's to talk somebody out.
I'm going to start over with that sentence.
Let's do that again.
In September, authorities locked. Thank you. Cut. Action. In September, authorities locked down parts of Genoa, some 200 miles west of Modena, after a pressure cooker filled with minestrone soup was left at a train station platform, and it was mistaken for an explosive. In the same month, a chocolate factory worker in Vermont called in a bomb threat and tried to get fired. That makes no sense at all. Wait, and it worked.
Wait, what happened? Hang on.
Oh, he called in a bump to try to get fired. Well, why would you do that, dumbass?
Just quit.
Who gives a shit? Don't understand that
Rude.
At all.
Rude. Well, you don't get workers' comp if you quit. Or you don't get unemployment.
Okay. But because you're the artard that called in the bomb threat?
I don't know how that works. To get fired? I don't know.
Maybe Italy has different rules. Maybe. I don't know. What'd you find?
Anything? Italy's very strange. Still looking at. I don't see the direct quote from
Helen Purcell. Is it Helen Purcell?
Hang on.
Let's see if we can look that up.
It says Maricopa County Recorder Helen Purcell, in charge of overseeing the election, told reporters that she was sorry people were upset, but didn't offer any solutions.
that's always helpful.
Isn't that nice?
Remember, she's an elected official too.
Yeah. Reelect. All of the people. Get rid of all of the people and get new ones.
I do have some Democratic primary numbers that have rolled in, actually.
Have they?
New York Times is showing all goose eggs at this point for the Republican primary in Arizona. However, it's pretty big. Now, granted, this is just about 1% reporting. It's very, very early preliminary numbers. In the first, this is one out of 1,322 precincts.
Okay.
It shows a 61-36% lead with Clinton in Arizona. Again, this is one out of 1,322 precincts. Those are very preliminary numbers. I don't think we can actually hold true to those. And for some reason, there's a 2.4% of other. What is other? Who are these people voting other? Is it like write-ins?
Well, no, not necessarily, because there are people that have dropped off the ballot that were on those mail-in ballots, so those others are going to be counted.
Oh, gotcha.
As other. So if you got your ballot 2 months ago and voted for Martin O'Malley because you thought he would look like a stand-up guy.
Valid point.
Like, that's going to be other because he's now dropped out.
Right.
So those votes are going into that other category.
Didn't think of it like that. Thank you for... That's why you're here, Kat. You're here to help us.
You're doing a good job. As it turns out, the Arizona Democratic Party has been all over this, calling voter suppression for kind of a long time. They've warned that reducing the number of polling places from the 200 that we had in 2012 primary to 60 would mean long lines and would discourage people from voting. The Democratic Party has been warning that the fact that some predominantly Latino areas got one or no polling places essentially translates into voter suppression. And again, Helen Purcell, that's sad. Too bad.
I found what I think Al was talking about. I realize this is stimulating and boring to all of you outside of America who...
This is thrilling for us, though. Like, this is...
Right.
Again, like, we're going to talk about it every week, every day, until November and beyond. And we need to continue talking about it because, yes, good. Those people showed up to vote in this election, and then we're going to have a primary in August, and then everybody's going to show up in November, and then keep showing up. Like, get on the mailing list, get on the whatever.
I have a feeling that knowing how we know Al, I feel that what he said is a is an Al Perkins slightly altered paraphrase of what Ms. Purcell probably said. I don't Maybe. Think we're going to find a quote where she actually said only poor people. What is it? How is it he worded it? Poor people and blacks don't vote. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Yeah,
poor people and minorities don't vote.
Minorities. I don't think we're going to find that quote, but I think he's paraphrasing what what is happening. Just a guess, I think.
No, I think I'm reading the article that he read, and I see where he's paraphrasing this from.
Okay, go.
Purcell did say that we were looking for locations that were larger so we could have more people in them, talking about how they decided where the polling places would go.
Yeah, the 70 that they opened.
The 70 that they opened in this county.
Right.
Pima County, as it happens, had twice as many polling places.
With fewer people.
Less people.
Granted, they're spread out over a larger geographic area, but still.
Purcell said we decided that you could go any place, which we've never done before. So that's new.
Okay.
You can go vote anywhere you want.
Okay.
So at this point, it may
drink.
At this point, it may have been faster for Al Perkins to drive to Prescott.
Ooh.
Cast his vote and come back.
Because like he said, he's at 3 hours right now.
Yeah, he could have gotten to Prescott and be halfway home by now.
Totes could have done. No. You're right.
So Purcell says we looked at an area and factored into how many early ballots we usually get in that area and how many people normally vote at the polls. We didn't look at it as legislative districts. We looked at the overall picture of our voters. So it's no coincidence. This is off the quote. This is the writer's speculation. It's no coincidence that many poor and predominantly Latino areas didn't get a polling place. Purcell and her staff figured few of them vote anyway.
That's where that comes
There's
from.
There's where that okay, comes from.
Got it. So it's not necessarily her
that's,
saying
that's
it.
It's not a, her direct quote, but that's the speculation of an AZ Central reporter.
How they arrived at that decision right, of where
saying
they're
that. Well, you know what? Historically,
right.
in the 2012 election, especially because voter turnout was really down in 2012 anyway, because
okay.
we were happy with Obama and everything was good and nobody was fired up about much.
Right.
So voter turnout was very, very low in 2012, as it often is in a president's second term.
Right.
And so they went off of that and said, well, these people over here, they don't vote anyway.
They're going to vote anyway.
So we don't need to set up a polling place. And we don't need to
I have a question for
send
you.
Ballots. Yeah. Yeah.
So, if I'm not mistaken, most all polling places that I've ever been to, they're all, staffed by volunteers.
No.
Of people who, I'm going to assume, retired, don't have anything else to do, just want to do that. That's what they do. They're volunteers. They're not paid. And I don't know that if any polling place, if there's a requirement in the law that somebody on a payroll or an official has to be there from, you know, the county recorder's office, or if all of the volunteers are just vetted or however that's done. So my question is this. If they did this to save money, isn't that a farce? Because they could have opened all of them and not cost them anything else.
I imagine some venues, there's usually a fee to use a place.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Be it a church. Like if you've ever planned a wedding, you have to pay the church.
Well, yeah,
but you know, if you've
clearly ever, I've not done that.
Well, but no, like you have to compensate the places for using their space.
Okay.
Even a public school, believe it or not, we were just looking at, I can't remember what event we were thinking of, for my kid's school, and we were sitting at the PTO meeting and like brainstorming and stuff, and we said something to the effect of, well, couldn't we use the high school? And somebody else chimed up and said, oh no, the high school is entirely too expensive. We don't want to pay that.
I would think that a public school, because it's public and the funds come from the public, that would just be a no-brainer. I did that. Why is that odd to me?
I don't know. I've Googled.
She's going
to
look it up.
How do I volunteer to work a polling place in Arizona? And I'm going to Google.
Oh. We're going to learn something tonight, by God, on this show. Just with the two of us, we're going to learn something.
Does the state pay schools for hosting polling places? There we go. Those are the things that I've Googled. Let's see. 2016 election information.
I need to get rid of this pin. I clicked the pin. Like this, it's driving me crazy, and I do it.
I like it a lot.
I don't.
I like it a lot.
All right, well, I'm going to go back to this.
From the Secretary of State's website, the Google preview said that they were looking for qualified individuals to work the polling places. I'm looking to see like what entails in becoming a polling place worker.
You have to be 74
yeah,
and retired.
145.
And not be able to hear people.
be a little bit racist.
Probably. That phone call I can't take. That's
fucking the polling place. Not much, but there. What else? Anant is stunned that they ran out of ballot papers. Yes, Anant, they didn't provide enough. And yes, we're still using ballot papers here in the 21st century. Although, after watching Scandal for as long as I have and the way that they depicted him stealing the election with some corrupted voting machines, I'm kind of okay with the paper.
We were talking earlier, and I realized you said that it's a financial thing, and I'm sure. I just think in this day and age, there's somehow got to be a way that this can all just be done electronically. I mean, you can still go somewhere.
We dial in to vote for American Idol, and three times as many people vote for American Idol than they do for a president.
Right, which is sad.
There's got to be a way.
But there's got to be a way that we can do this. So you don't run out of ballots. It's open. As long as you're logged in to vote by a certain time. I mean, that's how it seems to me that they can still control it that way. But again, we go back to, this is all part of a huge machine where the Republicans bank on X number of people lazy, not voting, not showing up. Because except for, and unfortunately, all of the people that Trump has stirred up.
The Trumpeters.
He's stirred up all this hate and bigotry. He's got all these fat fucks off their asses, and they're gonna show up and vote because they're gonna change the country.
Yeah.
Well, those are the people that they pray that don't show up and vote because they don't want them to show up and vote. And all of a sudden they're showing up.
We don't want them to show up and vote.
No, but Trump does, got it.
Yeah, but you know, they should prepare for everyone. Or at least enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's enough polling that happens, and there are enough people that study this stuff full-time around the clock. There's no way that the Maricopa County Elections Office had no idea.
Right.
There's no way.
Exactly.
You know, it's blatant discrimination is what it is. Like, they've decided that these neighborhoods don't need a polling place and that, you know, we're going to make people travel and make people stand in ungodly lines, and it's not okay.
It is not okay.
Hashtag it is not okay.
And also, our drinking word or phrase is, I need a drink.
Oh,
and
I need
here
a drink.
I am.
Here
I go. Right here.
Right, drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very nice. Let's do a story.
Okay. Actually, this story I'm going to do. Or did you have one?
No, go ahead.
This story made me think of you. I saw this today, and I'm like, this is a Cat Carlson story.
That's so
something
exciting.
You would do.
Okay.
I'm going to clear out a couple of pictures. Let me clear out some pictures here, because I don't want to confuse pictures we've already done with upcoming stories.
We wouldn't want to do that.
No, because God knows we don't repeat on this show. God knows.
We don't want to see old stuff.
No. For extinct beasts, these dinosaurs, not dinosaurs, dinosaurs, dinosaur.
Some of those dinosaurs are getting old,
too. They're great. Yeah, that's true. That's the LPGA. These dinosaurs sure do get around. Then again, it helps to have George Sands as your tour guide. The Paraguay-based photographer is helping some toy terrestrials see South America.
I did see this. I love this.
As he documents their travels under the hashtag, I got to do this. Let me fix this. I'm going to put the hashtag up because I want people to share
this. Please, yeah, no, I want to see it.
In fact, I think you'll probably go to this hashtag in just a second.
Probably right now.
Hashtag, do it. It's Dino Dina Series. Dino Dina Series. Bingo. Anywho, so here is the first one. So what he does, the adventure started in Bolivia with a green Brachiosaurus named Dino. When Dino became a hit, Sands picked up a few friends for him.
I go with Dino, like
including Dino the Stegosaurus, Spiny the Spinosaurus.
Oh my God!
And Brocky, a brown Brachiosaurus, who also happens to be Dino's girlfriend. Sands explained, according to BoardPanda.com. Since then, the curious dinosaurs have even been featured in photos exploring rivers, peering out from cliffs, and even meeting a lizard. So here is the series of pictures, and this is what made me think of Cat Carlson.
The Dino
so
Dinosaurus he takes the little
toys and he perches them in places. Like, for example, if you see the dinosaur on the left, his foot is even off the ledge.
Oh my God, he's about to fall.
He's about to fall. So he takes these dinosaurs and he takes pictures of them in various scenes, and it looks like they're there, and I think it's fantastic.
It's wonderful.
Let's put the hashtag. These are the hashtag is, that's the Dino Dina Series is what he's got.
I want to say it's pronounced Dino.
Is it Dino? You think it's Dino?
Dinosaurs? I think Dino dinosaurs? Dino.
Whatever. So he's got these.
What?
I think it's so cool.
I feel like there was some Photoshop involved in that one.
Could have been in that one. Sits him on a ledge, just they overlook everything. This one I thought was very cute. He's got him in a plane, and they're watching.
Oh my God! They're looking out the window.
I totally figured that this is something you would do. You would find.
I totally would. Maybe with this.
Oh, that or your other little guy. This is overlooking a ledge in Peru. I thought this was a great shot.
Oh, that's really great.
But when you think about it, aside from the human development of housing and a city below.
That could be a real picture.
That's a completely real picture. Like, that could have completely been that way. They're overlooking mountains.
Except for the fact that that dinosaur was probably 700 times larger.
Well, no. Oh, right. But, I mean, depending.
They weren't this big. They were
not this No, but when you look, like, for example, like this one, depending on the perception, he's looking at waterfalls. Like, that could, it's totally possible that that could have been a real picture at some point.
Little brontosaurus tourist.
I thought that was a cool one. I just thought that was such a cool thing. I totally thought of you, and especially with this one, with that out the windows of the plane, I totally could see you doing that.
That's so very fun. I love that. I may steal the Clayton McKee bobblehead and go on it.
Oh, wow! There's that.
Wouldn't that be fun? You could go everywhere. With
would you?
Me.
Would you like to do a camera? Hang on a minute.
I'd love to do a
camera two shot again with that.
Hit it. Switch
a thing. No. Oh, I didn't. Oh, no, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, that.
There you go.
I had it in preview. I'm sorry.
Camera two.
Here we go. Oh, no, I don't know where you have to be in that shot.
Sorry, I'll find it.
Oh, there it is. Oh, wait. Coming to see me. If you stand up, you know, you can actually get closer to the shot.
You don't like me stretching from my chair because I'm too lazy to get up?
No, you're lazy to get up.
I'm kind of afraid that the line and everything from the headphones is going to rip my head off.
I don't think it will. I think there's enough slack in this. Well, just... Oh, is that the end of it?
Yeah, I
think well, then you're fucked. Oh, stand up. You'll be fine. So, wait, this is going to be large. Oh, my God. It's trying to focus. You're having so much fun with that. Oh, wait, John Oliver. Here he comes.
Well, see, because now you can see my head.
Well, they know they're not doing it on their own. Oh, my God. speaking of looking in the windows, I have something else to share
my
with
new
you.
Favorite thing. Has somebody been looking in your windows?
No, but I'm going to show you. I'm going to play you a commercial.
Oh, my God.
I have a commercial.
It's very exciting.
We have a lot going on.
I'm glad I didn't prepare anything because I feel I'm astounded by everything that you're coming up with.
Oh, well, I almost had the time to prepare for this stuff. If the new iPhone, was it the 6S, came out? Is that what came out?
I think they just announced a little smaller one.
Right, but it's the 6S, so it's like closer to the size of a 5, and I don't know what the fuck else. But anyway, an iOS update came out today, so I updated anyway.
The peoples were bitching that a smaller screen is not exciting.
This commercial came out. I found it. I sent it to my mom. I love it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to get off that shot. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I know you're having a good time with that. Get off that shot. This is probably another something that's going to get the whole show muted. But
all right, bring it on.
This commercial is so cute. It is Cookie Monster. And he's using his
phone. Oh, my God, I've
phone.
Seen it. No, I
have
love
you
it.
Seen
yeah,
this?
Do it.
I thought this was so freaking cute.
Do you have
cute.
The video of it?
I love it, yes.
Oh, play it for all our
listeners. Hey, Siri, set timer for 14 minutes.
Okay, 14 minutes and counting.
Waiting for cookies. Hey, Siri, play me waiting playlist.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is exactly what waiting for cookies feels like. 14 minutes is an eternity.
If I could say time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do.
Me so hungry for cookie.
To save every day till eternity passes away. Just to spend them with you.
Hey Siri. Check the timer.
Here's the timer.
Oh.
1 minute has passed.
I don't know how many times, and it just cracks me up.
That's so funny.
But
yeah,
less than
one.
A minute has passed, and he's so frustrated.
Because that 14 minutes that you have to wait for cookies is a long time.
He waited 52 seconds is all he had waited.
It's a long time.
So far.
I don't know if you've ever like sat down in front of the
Well, a watch pot.
I just kind of watched.
A watch pot never boils.
I know, but sometimes you're so excited for cookies.
I'm not. I've never been that excited for cookies, and I don't think ever.
I feel like you're eating the wrong cookies, friend. Get some better cookies.
Oh, get some better cookies.
Right?
Hey Siri. So I learned that I didn't realize that I could do Hey Siri. So I've been doing Hey Siri
for 2 days. Have you been doing
days.
Hey Siri?
For 2 days I've been doing it.
I wonder if I can Hey my phone anything.
I wonder if we can do it.
Can you do it right now while it's on? Can you just...
Huh? Oh, I'm sure we could. I wonder, hang on. Because...
Wonder things.
Hey Siri, what time is it?
The time is 8:27 p.m.
See?
Oh, that's very nice.
Very good. Hey Siri, what's the current temperature in Phoenix?
It's currently 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
Exactly. Lovely.
I gotta start talking to my phone more. I know I can, but I don't.
And for those of you that don't realize, in the intro of the show, when it says...
That's Siri, yeah.
That's the female version of Siri. I did that when we first started.
It's Lady Siri.
It's Lady Siri. Yes, exactly. It's
original Siri.
Moving on. Bad kitty. Bridget has a big problem.
Uh-oh.
When it comes to her male neighbor's underwear... That is, the adorable kitty just can't help herself. Every night, the six-year-old Tonkinese, I guess that's the type of cat it is, Tonkinese cat, prowls around the city of Hamilton on New Zealand's North Island, and every morning, her owner, Sarah Nathan, wakes up to find stolen men's briefs and socks inside her house. She says it's an absolute obsession, Nathan told the New Zealand Herald on Sunday. A night does not go by without her bringing things home. I got up this morning and there were another four socks in my house. Since January, Bridget, which is the name of the cat, Bridget's stolen 11 pairs of underwear and more than 50 socks. At a previous home, Nathan said her thieving feline would return a bit of everything without being very descriptive. She was much less discerning. Now she decided men's underwear is her thing, and it's a very specific kind of underpants that she likes, Nathan said. Nathan revealed on Facebook how she tried identifying her kleptomatic kitty's victims by putting notes in local mailboxes. But so
excuse me, sir, are you missing your underwear? My cat stole it.
Right. But so far, no one has come forward to claim the ill-gotten gains. A Tonkinese cat, which are Siamese-Burmese cross, can be quite obsessive, according to Nathan. It's just the fact that she's decided her obsession will be men's underwear. Now, the family is moving away to the country soon, and Nathan hopes that Bridget...
What is that kitten going to do for underwear?
Well, Bridget hopes that she will find something else to focus on. Hopefully that there's something that there she can find that she can catch, but we may have to stash some undies around the farm just to keep her stimulated. Now, I have a picture of Bridget the cat and her collection.
Holy smokes.
Look at that. She keeps bringing all this stuff in. Look at that.
Well, she has a thing for cute underwear.
Right. So she's got good gay neighbors.
She knows. She definitely has good gay neighbors. Probably. There's no straight man wearing any one of those.
You're probably correct.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you... Maybe it's one specific person.
Isn't maybe we should reach out to her and ask her, do you have any gay neighbors?
Oh, that's... We should pray
for... Because they're the only people that buy designer men's underwear.
Yeah, because they're doing a good job there. Like... No, what's unfortunate? No, she got a pair. Look at the socks. See below the white underwear that there's a pair. Those are matching.
A whole pair.
She got a matching.
Well, and I think some of the like orange topped ones right there are.
Oh, those may be. Yeah. But it looks like she gets a lot of one offs. But the couple pairs there looks like they're up there below the green ones. That's a pair of socks.
Yeah.
Maybe they're folded together and she snatches them. I don't know. That
snatches them right away. I don't know either.
That's very funny. Now the interesting thing. My friend, or our friend, Jason Carlton, the dog that he had for the longest time, Lucy, who Barbara Seville now has, because at one point when Jason moved in with me.
No dogs allowed.
No. With Maggie and Martyr here. This
settle down.
Right. His dog has an obsession with anything that has touched or been inside a human body. Use that as like Q-tips.
Right.
If you've used the Q-tip, she's on it. She'll dig it out of the trash can. If it's a Q-tip that you've never used before, she doesn't care.
No interest.
A Kleenex you've used, she'll be on it. Other things that may have
I understand.
Yeah, that may have been on you, in you, whatever. The dog has a horrible obsession with that.
That
weird. I don't know what that's about. I don't get that.
Jason Carlton, I have questions.
He's supposed to be here at some point. He and Cookie are supposed to stop by. I don't know where the hell they are.
They'll be loaded.
Oh, absolutely. But at this point, it'd be quite all right.
I love that we're sitting here judging our friends.
Yeah, we're judging them. Right. Meanwhile, our drinking word or phrase is, I need a drink, Al Perkins is still stuck in a voting line somewhere.
He's never coming.
He may just want to go out afterwards because he's got the night off. He may just want to go out and drink somewhere else. I don't know.
Let's call it a 9 o'clock show and go to Stacey's.
Woo! Oh.
They fixed the music on Tuesday night, so.
Oh, they did. I do know that.
Better.
Yes. Well, we could potentially do that too. I've wrapped up headlines.
That's all you got?
Oh, you put a link. What's the link for the Tonkinese cats?
That was my Google search of thumbnails of the kittens.
Let me.
Yeah.
I don't even have the chat room open.
Oh my goodness!
Holy crap!
What are you doing?
Well, I've had a lot to do.
Wait, and Aunt, why fuck me? Because I put pictures of kittens?
Let me see.
The hell did I do wrong?
Oh, they're adorable.
See?
Well, that one's
amazing.
That one's cross-eyed.
Well, because they're part Siamese.
That's about it.
That's not racist. Like
the blue eyes. You know what's funny is I like the blue eyes in a cat, but I don't like blue eyes in people.
That's so weird because I don't really trust people with blue eyes.
I don't. When I see, I don't like. You could be
freaks me out.
Gorgeous person, and I'm like, if you only had brown eyes.
I know. No, I'm it totally freaks that way. Me out a whole lot.
And like all like Spanish men that are all hot and gorgeous, and we didn't have those even green. I don't like light eyes. I like dark eyes. I don't know why. That's my thing.
I mean, they look really nice in pictures, and they have like, those like crystally blue eyes and the dark hair.
Still can't.
Good in pictures, but not in person.
No, don't like it.
Yeah,
but it's funny that you say you don't trust them because
they freak me out. I don't know what the hell's
something
wrong with them.
It doesn't work
with
me.
It's not okay. Like brown eyes are the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down with the brown eyes, boys.
A whole new level of racism.
Yes.
Here on Q Talk America, I'm glad you could witness that.
By the way, we're gonna take some time. Let's check in at Cobalt and see how that looks. Oh, look at that. Wow, Cobalt still, it's daylight at Cobalt right now at 8:33 at night.
It's daytime.
Still daytime.
No, those are the lights of the mall.
Oh, okay, sure. Solar, the solar lights on
the mall.
The mall
lights, they come on and it just looks like it's so nice outside.
Let's go to a live shot of Al Perkins in line. Yep, still in line looking for the voters. God.
Sun's still up there too.
I like that people dress up a lot when they go voting.
Oh my God, you want to talk about people dressing up?
Yes, let's do.
Listen.
Listen, lady.
Theater goers. Mm. I'm going to have this rant again. I'm going to have it every time I have a show.
I have a story for you, but you go ahead. Yes.
I went and saw, on Sunday, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Yeah.
Very fun play.
Which I totally knew you and Al were going to talk about tonight because he saw it too.
Yeah, well, and we'll bring it up again later maybe. I mean,
next week.
We're running out of time. Al, I'm sorry. I'm stealing your shit because I loved it. It's a super fun show. Very, very cheeky. Unfortunately, I saw it at Gamage. So I spent like, I don't know, maybe a third of the show going, shit, I really wish I knew what they just said because I'm sure it was really, really clever and funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half of the show being super pissed at the people around me. First of all, we're walking in and one woman, I literally was like, you couldn't even bother to put on a clean shirt.
Right.
Like, seriously, like, raggedy old t-shirt falling off of her body, stains all over the place, walking into Gamage, getting ready to go see a Sunday matinee.
Doesn't care.
Sure, and I understand, it's Arizona, we don't dress up for much. It's a Sunday matinee, so, you know, black tie optional.
Arizona casual is what a lot of people call it.
Hashtag but Phoenix fancy.
You get a little bit too lax with that, is what they do.
Yeah, they get a lot too lax with that, with their flip-flops and their shorts and their tank tops. Mm-hmm. But then... And I've become this crotchety old person already at the ripe old age of 37 years
listening
old.
To acoustic music in a bar.
Can you turn it down a little bit?
Yes.
Oh, but no, I sit down and the show starts and the lights go down and the music comes up and I'm very excited about it and I've got terrible seats and I know it and that's fine.
Okay.
And so, first of all, the women behind me won't shut up for the first two acts until I literally, like, this close to standing up and I turn around in my seat and I look at them and I'm like, really? And they finally shut up. And then I turn back around.
They're like, sorry, sir.
Yeah. Right. No, I didn't have a hat on. I had my big hair out.
Oh, all right.
Because I haven't had a haircut in a real long time.
Okay.
So my official hashtag right now is big hair, don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's bad.
Sorry, but
yeah,
it's okay.
I'll bring it next week.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Big hair, don't care.
Big hair, don't care. I kind of want to keep that going.
Okay.
Because I like how it rhymes. Anyway. So then I turn back around, and I'm, like, trying to watch the show and everything. And all of a sudden, I'm, like, distracted from the side. And I'm like, oh, what is that? She's texting in her purse. Like,
So she's in the purse, but the glow is everywhere.
She's in the purse, but that glow is everywhere. And she's texting. And I finally, and I looked at, and I've reached the point where I just don't give a fuck and I'll say things to people. And so I look at her and I'm like, gosh, I sure hope everything's okay. Do you need to step out? Like, what are you doing? I'm losing my mind over this.
It's theater, people.
Seriously, come on. There are people on that stage performing for you right now.
Right, right.
And the people sitting next to you paid the same price that you paid for the seat. Same money, right.
And depending, some maybe right. more, depending on the deal that they got for their right. season more. Pass or their one night off, to the, or one, right. one, yeah.
I know it cost me $80 to put my butt in the seat I was in.
Mm.
I know.
Well, that's worth somebody not texting
this isn't
next
even
to
a
you.
Movie theater ticket. Right. This right. isn't even the price of an IMAX ticket. I paid a significant amount of money to sit my butt in that seat.
You realize how many cocktails that is?
It's a lot.
Especially on an industry.
Oh, on industry. That's industry. Like, it's like 45 cocktails.
Yeah. yeah. If you don't know, industry people get a lot cheaper
depending
drinks.
Depending on the bar you go to, yeah, you get.
Oh hell yeah! Well, we're going to go in a minute if we're going to get cheaper drinks too. It's going to work out lovely for all of us.
It sure is.
Oh my gosh!
But otherwise, the show was really good and it's a lot of fun. I
know nothing about the show, but that's not odd because there's a lot of shows that I don't know yeah. about them and I have to hear it from him. But again, I don't know. Can you give me the gist of the story?
You know what? I sure can. It's
I sure figured you could.
You know, I saw the play, Clayton, so I yeah. could.
Well, you saw most of it when you weren't fighting
with
Beatrice
behind
you. Well,
when I wasn't fighting
with
my neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm an asshole.
right.
It's fine.
Okay.
But no, because the sound at Gamage is so terrible, I have taken to seeing the show and either ahead of the show or immediately after the show, I listen to the soundtrack.
Gotcha.
To kind of put all the pieces together.
Sure.
Because I was sitting almost in the last row, so I'm behind where the mezzanine even ends, and there's like this weird dead spot in sound where it's supposed to acoustically like travel through, but it just doesn't.
Okay.
I don't know. Hopefully they fix it someday. Otherwise, I'm just going to have to buck up more money for better seats. And maybe a hearing aid. But anyway, so...
Jenny, I like your what you just put in the chat. Jenny says, the last time that happened to me, I said to the woman next to her, may I buy you a nice cup of shut the fuck up? Oh, crying babies. Oh, dear God.
I said, Jenny, I hope you're not the asshole on your phone.
Crying babies, Annette. That is another one. Oh, yeah. In movie theaters, in restaurants. I mean, a friend of mine, you know Jason Covert?
Yeah, yeah. Martin,
Jason Covert, for his birthday, just went to Disneyland.
Oh, good.
I feel like I'm stepping on your story, but you're
That's
used
okay,
to
go.
That.
Yeah,
Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Just went.
We'll come back to it.
Just went with his boyfriend to Disneyland for his birthday. I get it. All right. Good and fun.
Fun.
And what is the one thing he posts? Is there a day where there's no foreign tourists and no children?
Yeah.
I'm like, those are the days I'd go. Especially no children. If there would be just a day, like it's an adult only day, come on, bring it. That's fine. Because I don't.
They
need
do
all
have
that.
Like corporate events and stuff at Disneyland, so you just got to get on the right company, and you'll be. Because there are plenty of corporations that do like a Disney day, especially like California-based large tech companies that they rent the park out for an evening.
I should find out. My friend Michael Rodriguez is a. I shouldn't be saying his name out loud, but he is a.
Imagine how many Michael Rodriguezes there are.
That's a valid point. But he is a high VIP tour guide at Disneyland.
Oh, right.
Been there for 25 years.
Sure. Like, there's probably
literally,
three Michael Rodriguezes he working went, at Disneyland. So
he, oddly, after the 2012 elections,
mm-hmm.
When Romney lost. He took his family to Disneyland.
Oh, I remember that. You talked about that on the show.
Michael Rodriguez toured his entire family through Disneyland personally. That was his thing. It's what he gets paid for. But he does all the stars, all the big celebrities. It's one of the things he does. I should reach out to Michael.
We're celebrities.
Sure. I should reach out to Michael and find out what is the best day to go when I have to deal with fewer people. Oh, yeah. Jenny, gay days at Disneyland. I really don't need to go with all of them either.
I can barely tolerate gay day at the gay bar that
right,
I work at.
Right. Pride's coming up now, and we're both going to be exhausted. I'd really yeah. rather go on a day when it's just... Like, my mom goes to Fry's on the first Wednesday of every month because uh-huh. that's the AARP day to go. That's the day I want to go to Disneyland. If there's a day when it's just... I mean, if it's just walkers and wheelchairs, I can walk
You're
past all...
You're zipping right in and out of that.
I'd like, I have an e-ticket. I feel like I'd have.
You'd be speed walking on path.
E for easy. That's what that would be. I'd be all over. Yeah. Zoop, 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 zoop. I'd walk doily past them. Be fine. But no, I don't think I could handle Disneyland gay days. I just don't think I could do it.
No. Seriously, I call Pride Weekend the weekend of no sleep. Now, it's better this year because I took off a fair amount of like actual work to go work the festival. But yeah, Pride Weekend is just tired.
Right, especially for those of us that work in the industry. I spent many a year working in the bars as well, but now I'm doing the point of sale there.
So now you just get to come hang out with me.
Right. I don't have to go work at the bar because I quit working weekends in the bar. I only work one night a week in the bars nowadays. But
what I did for this weekend. I was like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
This was happening before I came to work here. So now what we're going to do is we're going to put up with me taking the weekend off.
Yeah, for right. Yeah. And they got other staff that can fill that in. It's not like anybody's hurting.
Plenty.
Yeah. But after the weekend of this, is it the second, third?
Yeah.
Yeah. After that weekend, and for us, I mean, for me, it starts the Thursday before.
Yeah.
And it goes, no, we'll tear down on Sunday, so I'll be done with it on Sunday. But still, I'll just be done. And I literally...
We'll get all your stuff.
If I didn't have to see another gay person for a week, I'd be fine. But immediately following Sunday, boom, I'm at Drag Race at Stacey's in Melrose. And Tuesday night, I'm here with you people.
Son of a bitch. Wednesday's another show.
They're everywhere. I can't get them out of my life.
Fucking gays.
Yes. Can't get them into my bed, but I can't get them out of my life. my heavens. Anyway. What else have you figured out on your little what do you call that thing? Google?
On the
Googles? You've been researching?
I don't know. I was talking about shows. I was talking about...
Oh, you know what? You know what you never got to? Telling me what the story was about.
I'm
terribly sorry about that. We got sidetracked. So what was the story about?
So A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder is the story that we've all... It's the story that we've all dreamed about at one time in our lives. It's about like this poor kid who's he's not a kid. He's a young adult, and he's lived in poverty with like his single mom. And then mom dies, and like some weird crazy old lady comes by and says, "Oh my God, you're part of this royal family," and blah blah blah. Right.
Send me $500, and I'll send you $1 million. Is that how it works?
No. So she comes and she says, "Hey, you know, your mother was the daughter of the son of the." Cousin of the second Earl of blah blah blah.
Okay. Right.
So anyway, distantly related to royalty and you know an heir to this fortune and this family.
Okay.
But distantly, there are 8 people between him and being the Earl of I don't remember the name.
Okay.
Right. So he decides like first he does the honorable thing and he writes away to the family and says, "Hey, I'm just kind of looking for a job. If there's anything in the family, like here's who I am and here we've been estranged and this is the thing." Because his mother was cast off because she married unsuitably.
Okay.
Right.
Like you do.
Like you do.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. That's all I ever wanted in life was to marry unsuitably. And for money, but you only get so much. Anyway, so he writes off, and of course the family's like, "Nope, never heard of you. Go suck an egg." And so then, like, the plot continues, and he decides that he's just going to, like, kill everyone in his way and become the Earl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And hilarity ensues, and it's very, very witty.
Hilarity ensues.
Yeah. It's very witty, and it's very fun. It's a very fun story, and the entire, every murdered member of the family is played by the same person, which is the most fun of it.
Okay.
So the family's name is the Dysquith. So everyone, like, there's a priest, and there's an old lady, and there's a young, useless guy, and... And all of these well, you know, you've read enough stories or seen enough shows about royalty. Like, there's always, like, the second son who's just
doesn't mean shit.
Useless. He's dumb and useless and doesn't know anything but wealth and privilege. So all of the characters in the family are played by the same actor.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very, very fun.
All right.
Is it
both men and women? Does he play both?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting challenge for an actor.
It's a very fun challenge, and I wish I had better seats to be able to see it better.
or less rude neighbors.
Well, there's that. But no, I have terrible eyesight, and I was literally in like... I do, and I was in the 25th row. Like, I'm not anywhere close.
Okay.
And on the side, too. Like, not even on the center. I was in the corner of the auditorium.
Okay.
Like, the very... I was one of the
horrible
first people...
Horrible sound.
I was one of the first people out of the auditorium when the show left, because I was just that close to the door.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right there.
But I've seen it. They did a performance on the Tony Awards 2 years ago, and so the introduction was the original actor who originated that part, and he stands there and does the character changes by peeling off costume layers. And it's very fun. So that's a very fun feature of this particular show to watch.
That is cool.
If it comes to you. And then also still in theater, our local Broadway Across America season was announced last night. So exciting.
Broadway Across America.
Well, I know. That's what they call the series that they do at Gamage with all the big Broadway shows. So Beautiful, a Carole King story is coming.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I would love to see that. I'm sure my mom would love to see that, too.
Beautiful's coming. Matilda is coming, which is supposed to be amazing. A Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime is coming, which I really want to see.
Never heard of.
Hamilton is coming as a special engagement, and season ticket holders are guaranteed their seat. So guess who's buying season tickets in May?
Right, you. This girl.
This girl right here. I've already warned you, and I'm like, hey, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend a lot of money on theater tickets.
What are season tickets going for at Gamage?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
You don't care.
I don't even care.
Gonna hawk something.
I don't
care.
We're gonna sell a child. I don't know. Sharon, pick your favorite because the other one's going on the auction block.
Maybe you can just hire the children out to raise money.
Oh, maybe.
No, get rid of them, but use them.
Right.
Sure, whatever.
Sure.
And my God, families back east did it all the time back in those, you know, the what are they called? Not the Quakers.
The Newsies?
No.
I'm seeing that in general.
Nice segue. Thank you for that. No, I was thinking of it was always about like the families always had the big families on farms and stuff because you didn't hire labor, right. You just used all your children.
Right.
Yeah.
Indentured servitude. Indent
there. That's a good one. I need another drink. Speaking about Al's phrase, we haven't heard back from Al. No texts. No.
Well, he said his battery was
gone. Yeah. So he may be. He's frustrated. He needs a drink, and his battery's dead.
He just may not show up.
No, but I bet if we text him and charges his phone and we say, we're at XYZ drinking, be right there.
Show up.
Be right there.
Well, he knows we're here drinking, so.
Yes.
I think if it were possible for him to be here, he'd be.
Right, but he's probably, I bet with as many people that were in front of him, he's probably not even.
He's got to be almost done. It's almost 9 o'clock.
You think. I just got an email from the Arizona Democratic Party reminding me that polls are open till 7. Just, swear to God, just got it.
They're right on top of that, Rose.
Yeah, they are. At 6:47, wait, no. Oh, my bad. It was at 6:47. I just saw it. But still, at 6:47, they're letting people know that polls are open for another 13 minutes. That was nice of them.
Wow. Good job. Well, no, you had to have been in line by 7 o'clock.
Right,
so.
Right.
Well played, sir or ma'am.
Sir or ma'am, however you identify.
Sir or ma'am.
Oh,
let's check in on the elections overall.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's do that. Oh, CNN looks like they're... They've got a star next to Hillary's name.
Well, I figured it was going to go that way.
Yeah. But those Bernie people turned out.
Oh, they did. But, again, I don't know how many Bernie people... I would be curious to know, and I will probably get a stat at some point, of like Al and you were both talking about. How many independents showed up not understanding that they couldn't vote?
Well... You know, and watching just my social media, I don't know how many people understand that today's votes and a lot of these primary elections are not your constitutional right. They're a process put in place by each party,
right,
as part of their process for how they choose their candidate.
MSNBC is now saying, obviously, breaking news. Dun, 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 it does say that both Trump and Clinton win Arizona, which is not really stunning to me.
Yeah, no, and Trump looks like a lot, which is kind of stunning to me.
Yeah. Oh, by the by, can we talk about that piece of shit for just a few minutes?
The Donald. Trump.
Did you see any of the coverage, the local coverage on Saturday from the...
The roadblock?
The roadblock and all that stuff. I didn't know what you thought about it, but what my take was, I was a little disappointed in it. More frustrated from the standpoint of the more you do that, the more press he gets. If they would have just let it be without that, it wouldn't have been as big of a deal. He would have done his little thing in Fountain Hills and left town, and that would have been about it. But the roadblock really brought a huge magnifying glass again to him. More coverage, more press, more this, more that. And I just feel like if they would have just, they just leave him alone. Like you just don't talk about it.
Right.
And you just, you forget about it. You try.
But the problem is, specifically with Donald Trump, we are past the point of ignore it, it'll go away.
Yeah.
Like, we can't ignore it. It's not going away. So.
But that's not helping. I mean,
I don't think it's hurting.
We're past that point regardless of whether they would have roadblocked or not.
Right.
I just wish they wouldn't have roadblocked.
You know, and I had kind of a lot of people, like, super indignant on my Facebook feed because I have, of course, the North Scottsdale contingent.
Mm-hmm, of course you do.
On my feed.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with where North Scottsdale is, it's adjacent to Fountain Hills, Arizona, which is where Donald Trump did his speech in the Phoenix area on Saturday.
Yeah, and very close, and the people that live in that area of town are not poor.
No. Which was another thing that I thought was quite interesting of where they chose to have the rally.
Where the white people are.
Where the money is.
Right.
Yeah. Really?
No, he knows his audience.
For the common man, you're not going to... No.
No, he is not.
Funny.
Yeah,
even though all of the uneducated voters that he praises...
Right, but when they're brown, he doesn't want anything to do with them because they will shoot the fuck out of him. The white ones are on his side.
I'm not condoning violence, ladies and gentlemen, but hey, no, $20 is $20.
Well, and it's, you know, the Trump rallies and all of that are super frightening to me, and I was sort of relieved that they were not trying to be in the middle of his rally and that they were trying to be disruptive in a different way, farther away, because what's going to happen is we're going to very quickly, or we could very easily and very quickly go from, you know, some poor kid gets sucker punched to, all right, that kid got sucker punched and now this kid has a gun. You know what I mean? Like, we are inches away.
Oh, you're right.
We're inches away from a mass shooting at a Trump rally. And so for protesters here to say, you know what, we're going to start a mile away and we're just going to inconvenience some people and keep them from going there, good on them. I'm all about it. You know, and there were plenty of people on my social media, because I watched it all through social media because it was Saturday morning and I wasn't leaving my house. Because I don't do that.
Well, of course, like you
right.
do.
Because I'm right in the middle of my work week and I don't go out of my way.
I gotcha.
But no, I thought it was different. I thought it was creative. It was, of course, inconvenient because it should be inconvenient. It's supposed to be inconvenient. Like, public protests like that are often inconvenient and they snarl up traffic and they block up services and all of these things. Like, the number of people from that area that I know that were so outraged by such white women problems. Oh, I had to close my dance studio because nobody can get to it today because those darn protesters blocked the road. Good. Close your studio for the day. Settle down.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? One thing I learned by watching the aerial coverage, because all of our local news choppers were hovering all over the Fountain Hills area.
Oh.
I did notice one thing I didn't know, because I don't drive out in that area very often. I don't have to go that way.
It's kind of pretty to drive.
Oh, it is. It's like beautiful. It. And I only have a reason to go there a couple times a year. I have a client that's up towards the Payson area.
Okay.
And I did come back across Shea just a couple of months ago. But what I learned watching the aerial coverage, the Taco Bell there at Shea and the Beeline is closed.
Oh.
I learned that because in the aerial coverage, they flew by and like the sign's gone and just.
Oh, no.
You can see through the restaurant. I'm like, well, that's good to know.
Taco Bell
is not in Fountain Hills.
Don't count on a chalupa on your way to Fort Lauderdale.
Or those queso, what do they call them? The new quesaritas? Quesarico?
I don't even know. It sounds delightful.
Quesalupa, that's the new one.
Oh.
Yeah, the quesalupa. But yeah,
is that the chalupa wrapped in cheese, wrapped in a tortilla?
It's, right, wrapped in an imaginary mind or
that
whatever.
That sounds amazing. I can't ever go to Taco Bell again, though, because I quit drinking Mountain Dew.
Well, they have Pepsi.
No, they go hand. No. I don't. I've stopped drinking any soda. It's terrible. It's poison.
Oh no. I'm not fighting you on that. But still, I'm like, you don't have to have Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew's my jam. And how can I go to Taco Bell and not order
without a Mountain Dew
and a Mountain Dew?
Like a number one on a Dew. Got it.
Right.
They gave me three, what? I realize why they do it because I understand the retail business a little bit. It's all about multiples. How many multiples can you get out that fucking window?
Right.
And if you ever tell a drive-thru that you don't want a beverage, they don't know what to do.
They freak the fuck out. Well, but we're going to charge you for it anyway.
I don't care. Just I don't want it. Do not give me the Pepsi. Do not give me the Diet Coke. I don't want any of that. I just or dear God, if you order a bottle of water, they have to get a manager's approval to change the key to do all this stuff to give you a bottle of water.
However, they have zero problems when I go to McDonald's and I order the double quarter pounder with cheese and a large milkshake. They have no problems with that.
Oh, God,
They know how to do that.
No, they got buttons for that. Yeah, for $14. Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Make one of your sons work for 2 or 3 hours to pay off your double quarter pounder with cheese for crying out loud.
Thank God I don't eat like that anymore. Seriously, this is the most fast food I've had in a week.
Oh, but that's damn good.
That is really good.
Local, if you're in Phoenix, custom.pizza. Oh, no, that's just a thing. I thought that was a website. FiredPie.com is the name of it. Oh, FiredPie.com. FiredPie.com. FiredPie is a lovely little pizzeria, local pizzeria, close to where Cobalt is, where Cat works.
Yeah, yeah. There's
and 2 weeks in a row, she's brought us pizza on Tuesday night. And tonight, only you and I get to share it. But you take the rest home to those kids, or just hide it from them. Whatever you need to do.
Whatever.
It's sure. really good, but it's nice to buy local.
It is.
And they're great. That pizza's good shit.
Yeah, they're
That's really good.
I like them.
Very nice. Okay. Oh, who else is in the chat room? Annette, what are they talking about? Blah, blah, blah. Harrison. Oh, Harrison, thank you for the information you gave me. I've already taken care of it, and we'll figure out how that all works out soon. I'll update you as I can. She knows what I'm talking about. She did
Very
some
good.
She did some secret covert information seeking for me while she was in town. She was in town this past weekend. Harrison from I say LA. She's out in the LA area.
Harrison Darling.
Harrison Darling. She flew in on Saturday morning, and I had the lovely happenstance to meet up with Al, her, and Jason Carlton at this local, is it called Fame? Right here on Central and Highland.
Fun.
I thought it was just a coffee shop. Found out it's a full breakfast. They have great food. Yes, they have coffee, fresh squeezed OJ, and they serve the OJ in a cute little mason jar that's all sealed up. Like somebody comes in the morning and pours them all full. They're in a cooler. They just unscrew the lid.
I enjoy that.
It was cool. I was happy. I didn't realize that that's what that was. I thought it was just a coffee shop.
What's it called?
Fame, F-A-M-E. It looks like fame, but it's got a little thing over the A.
I want to live.
But that's what I thought. Al texts me, and he's like, we're going to, what I thought in my waking up from a text was, we're going to go to Fame for breakfast. And I was
your brain go, fame?
Do I want to live forever? Do I want to learn how to fly? Hi! That's exactly what I thought.
That's exactly what I thought.
I thought I was going to have to do like a dance routine to go to breakfast. I wasn't sure how that was going to work out.
I swear to God, this thing listens when we talk.
Oh, does it? Did Fame already come up?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, I just started typing F-A and it was like Fame Cafe.
Totally. But it's really good. It was fun. And the other funny thing was how many local people show up there. We were sitting there talking and a woman named Teresa showed up. I didn't know Teresa previously, but I found out she lives next door to Doug Wilkie, who lives a few blocks over.
Very nice.
We started talking. She's the daughter of an original owner of a house on my block who bought in the late 40s.
Mm-hmm.
They've passed on, but she started talking about that house. And I was like, oh, my God, I knew your parents. She's like, wow, really? So it was kind of interesting to talk to her to find out that I did know her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the whole process of her house. Her parents had sold the house. Or excuse me, her sister sold the house when her parents had passed on. And the remodeling, we were talking about the neighborhood and all the changes because that was a new restaurant. Obviously, there's new apartment complexes around and all those things. We were talking about the changes in the neighborhood over the years. But it was so interesting to be like, oh, I knew your parents. And she kind of lit up. She's like, you did?
That's fun.
It was very cool. It was very neat to talk to her. And she's an esthetician. So over two blocks away, I can get a facial. I can get my eyebrows done.
You get a facial?
Sure. What the hell?
Yeah,
buy local. It. She's got an in-home
Absolutely.
Shop. I'll have to go and book it at some other fancy place.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah I'm sure I'm good with that. Sure. If she can make this look any better, I mean, that's like Earl Scheib, for Christ's sakes. Put a cheap paint job on an old girl. Good.
Good luck.
yes, Joe D. in the chat room, Fame or Fame is the spot where Lola's Coffee used to be. Absolutely. They changed it all inside. The counter that used to be on the south wall is gone. You order there. It's beautiful. They've done a really nice job. It opens up and you can eat on the countertop that's both half in and half out of the building. It's right there on the light rail. So if you were to get off on either, you get off at the Campbell stop and walk up a block or so, or get off at the Central and Camelback and walk south a block, easily accessible right across from the Xavier and Brophy schools.
So is it right there where,
literally on that corner of Highland and Central. Yeah, like right there.
Did it take the place of Maisie's? No.
No, but Maisie's is on the other end of that. Well, we're talking about the little shopping center right there. Maisie's was next door at the base of the Landmark Towers.
Right.
So you have to go south to Highland. Brother. Yeah, exactly. And I'm not sure what's going to happen there. They're doing a lot of remodeling on that building. And again, this is stimulating to all of you who live in other countries that are not America, specifically Phoenix, Arizona. It doesn't matter to you at all. I get it.
All right. Well, give me a crossover, and I'll think of some stories.
Are we going to do that, or are we going to bail?
Are we going to bail?
We could bail. I don't think Al's going to make it by 10. Honest to God, don't. Let's text him, see if he's still got battery.
Yeah, let's text him.
Let's text Al.
I'm good either way. I've had a wonderful time.
Oh, I have too. It's been stimulating, hasn't it?
Very nice.
Because we can go.
Maybe we can just drive up there and go get him.
He's got his car. His car's there. He has to walk a quarter of a mile back to the car, take his car home, get his bike and his iPad, and then come here.
We go give him a ride back to his car.
If we can find him and all those people. Let's see. Hang on.
Bald white woman.
Battery.
We'll find him.
Dead. Question mark. Oh, battery. B-A-T-T. Thank you. Thanks. Spell good. Very good. Oh, my God. And I sent him two wonderful stories that he'll probably have to talk about next week. Mm. In entertainment. I'm sure he will. I'll see. Battery dead. Oh, I should text him so I know if he got it. I bet his battery's dead.
I don't think I ever realized how much he talks during the show.
Oh, the whole goddamn show.
Kind of a lot.
Yeah. Like, literally, out of 3 hours, he gets about 2 hours. And
40 minutes, I think.
Cumulative, the three of us fill an hour.
Wow.
He's a talker.
That's a lot.
Al Perkins is a talker. I think, yes, it's the plaza where Hula's is located. That is correct, Joe. I'm thinking we might end early.
All right.
And we might go see Ron Rogers at the old Stacy's. Or, now, I don't know how much of a favorite. Ruben works tonight. Michael works tonight at the Charlie's. We could do a twofer. We could go both places.
My goodness, anything is possible.
We could.
Anything is possible.
Oh, my heavens. Well, if you listeners aren't too terribly upset about it, I think we're going to take an hour early off and wrap up this pig and...
Fair point.
And go.
All right.
It's just not the same without the... It's just... With the our third wheel. Yeah.
Well, and next week we'll have to talk about not only today's shenanigans.
All kinds of things next week.
So many things, because the Alaskan Democratic Caucus, the Hawaiian Democratic Caucus, and the Washington State. Is that a caucus or a primary? Three caucuses are happening on Saturday.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Oddly, when people can go vote and then have to work during the day.
They caucus on the Saturdays, it seems. There are no primaries next Tuesday, so now we're... Super Tuesday 4 apparently is the end.
This time it's personal. For crying out loud.
Goodness gracious. Well, what an odd, fun show.
It wasn't odd. Just the two of us.
I like it.
The two of us. We can make it if we try.
Just the two of us.
It's a preview of the Phoenix Gay Pride Parade. Join Kat Carlson and I.
It's going to be a fun time out there.
Sunday morning on the 3rd. Sunday the 3rd?
That feels good.
It's Sunday the 3rd. 3rd Avenue in Osborne here in Central Phoenix. We are doing the parade. But right now, we're going to wrap up this show because that's what we're doing. It's our election night. All we could do was get through 2 hours. We could do more, but it just seems like, why bother?
It seems gratuitous at this point.
I agree. Yeah. Well, as we wrap up tonight's show, we will leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.